Minor League Baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the nine-time World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Swing and a sky-high fly ball, deep left field, and it is gone!
Every pitch.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 6.
Every hit.
Can Jones be the hero? He can! Flying through the left side for a base hit. In to score Waddell.
Every moment.
7-7 game, the 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep right center field. It is gone! For the second time tonight, the Red Sox with a grand slam.
On MILB TV and MILB.com, this is Salem Red Sox Baseball. It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now, let's head out to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
And with that, we say welcome. High above Carilion Clinic Field here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, the Red Sox are on the air. It's a Firework Friday here in Salem. We get you set for game 4 out of 6 between the Fredericksburg Nationals and your Salem Red Sox. Well, the Red Sox, Carter, have been winners quite a bit this week, right? You win it last night. Salem able to pull away late, 4-0 victory, coming off the heels of a loss 4-2 the night prior. And then the Red Sox, of course, with a 4-0 win to start this series. 2-1, the Red Sox lead this series. They also sit at 4-2 in the second half, and you have yourself a three-way tie atop the Carolina League North with Delmarva, Lynchburg, and Salem all sitting at 4-2. Look, it's early, but we promised a competitive team, and they've delivered thus far.
Yes, they absolutely have, and it has been a good start to the second half of play in the Carolina League North for the Salem Red Sox. Just kind of feels like they've built up all sorts of momentum, and things are clicking all around. You look at offensively for the Red Sox, what they've done so far over the last couple of weeks, and really over the last week and a half, so to say. Brooks Brannon continues to rake at the dish, a 3-for-4 day yesterday. On the bump, the starting pitching has been phenomenal. Noah Dean, 5 scoreless yesterday, just 1 hit and 10 strikeouts. It's the most from a Salem Red Sox pitcher all year long. And then the bullpen continues to post zeros as well. Everything is going right for the Salem Red Sox, and it is baseball, Mr. Heater. It is baseball, so the season can wax and wane, and luckily for the Red Sox, it's been waxing as of late, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, indeed it has. And speaking of waxing and waning, we just got a pretty cool gift
dropped
off here in the radio booth just to kind of take us off kilter a little bit. We're talking about Antonio Anderson's dad. By the way, it's his 19th birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Shout out Antonio Anderson. Happy birthday. And his dad just came up here. He's in town to watch him play for the week from Atlanta. In town to celebrate the birthday and watch a great week of baseball. He just came up and brought us Antonio's last 2 pairs of batting gloves in high school, and they're autographed by Antonio. So that's pretty cool, and that's very nice of his dad. So we appreciate that, Mr. Anderson, and of course we appreciate that, Antonio. That's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Something we'll treasure up in the radio booth for quite some time, I think.
Absolutely. We've got a pair of black gloves and then a pair of white gloves as well, and the black gloves have like a silver signing on it. Very cool.
There
yeah,
you go.
Very nice little look right there. Some Franklin batting gloves and used at North Atlanta High School. I'll tell you what, I give him credit. I guess he's like, we need to get rid of this stuff out of the house.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, we got 2 guys who may want it. So we appreciate that, Mr. Anderson, who came up after the game the other day on Wednesday just to say hello and was very, very nice. So this is a very nice gift.
Yeah.
Nice way to start the Friday afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you, Mr. Anderson. Thank you, Antonio. Since there is last 2 pair of batting gloves from high school, of course, he was drafted as a shortstop but has moved to third base after Steining. That's where you see him play a lot. He does play some shortstop here for the Sox. The 18, now 19-year-old on June 28th. It's his birthday. Third-round pick, of course, out of North Atlanta High School. One-time Georgia Tech commit, decided to sign with the Red Sox. And Carter, wearing these very gloves, he hit .438 in high school with 53 RBI and 6 home runs in just 34 games. Pretty impressive stuff.
Pretty impressive indeed. And, you know, after maybe a little bit of a slow start to his season in April, has turned it on as of late. Kind of got a rare off day yesterday, back in there today, but you look at what he's done to start the series. He was 1-for-4 back on Tuesday, but did have the big RBI double. back in the third. They gave the Red Sox a 2-1 lead, and you know, can play multiple different positions too, where I think at the big league level he projects more so as a third baseman, which is where he's playing tonight, but at the same time can play the shortstop position well too. And with him and Nizan Zanatello and hopefully soon Yoel Cespedes, the infield here at Salem is going to be very, very talent-rich, and Antonio Anderson is a big reason why.
Yeah, absolutely. And Carter, you mentioned that it was a rare off day. Well, he plays more than anybody else on the Red Sox roster.
Yeah.
He has the most games played coming into the series. It was at 62. He's played in two games this series. He's played in 64 of Red Sox games this year, and that's more than anybody else on the roster. Let's go ahead and go back to setting the table a little bit here. This has been a series that, much like last week, and honestly much like what you get out of the Red Sox all season long because of how talented they are at throwing on the bump, pitcher's duels galore throughout the early portions of the week. It wasn't until late in the ballgame yesterday that the Red Sox were able to prevail.
Yeah, absolutely. But still, a grittier win for Salem, too, because like you get the run in the bottom of the first, and that was an Adeniyi 10 RBI single. You kind of were kept there until the seventh. And to Noah Dean's credit, they limited, and the Red Sox limited the Fred Nets overall as a whole. But you go to the bottom of the seventh, up 1-0, and we went into the frame. I remember right after tossing some T-shirts in the seventh inning stretch, we said, I don't think this game's going to end to 1-0. Somebody's going to strike, because there was a lot of traffic on the base pass. But the bottom of the seventh comes around, and the Red Sox, a little bit of a two-out rally. Two out, nobody on. Albert Bailey's a little bloop single down the right field line, and then on a 3-2 pitch, he's running on the pitch, and Stanley Tucker lines one into left for a base knock. And for whatever reason, well, first off, Nick Peoples threw to third. Nate Ochoa was pulled way off the bag. Stanley Tucker had raced off of first and kind of not slipped, but stumbled a little bit around first. And so he was so far off the bag, they decided to throw back to the first base bag. And by doing so, it sailed away, and it allowed a run to score from third and Albert Feliz to make it a 2-0 ball game. And then you have Juan Montero come up, and a little bit of a deeper, but a routine fly ball out to straightaway center. And Elijah Green, the former fifth overall pick by the Washington Nationals, just completely misreads it. He comes in about 5-6 steps. I think you realize, oh, shoot, at that point, like, this is going to be some trouble. The ball was up there for so long, he still had a chance to kind of try an over-the-shoulder catch. Unfortunately for him, was unsuccessful, and because there were two outs, you know, Stanley Tucker was going to score from second with ease. And Juan Montero, how about this? First career triple for a typical catcher for the Salem Red Sox. So Red Sox led it 3-0 after that, and then you get the Marvin Alcantara RBI double in the eighth. And that was pretty much all she wrote, because the pitching was that dominant for Salem yesterday.
No doubt about it. The Fredericksburg Nationals on the other side, they had Harlene Susanna on the bump, and he was pretty lights out after he came out of the game, was when the Red Sox were able to kind of take advantage.
Yeah, absolutely. And Harlene Susanna is one of the prized pieces in the Nationals organization. I mean, personally, like, how many texts have we got in the last 24 hours saying, oh my gosh, because there's so many Nationals
fans
around.
Right, all of our friends are
exactly.
Nats
they're
fans.
Like, oh my gosh, you just called a game where a future Cy Young Award winner struck out 9 guys.
It's like, so, hold your horses.
I know, exactly. But he's a very, very key piece in the Juan Soto trade from 2 years ago that came over from the San Diego Padres. And you look at what he did yesterday. Well, he matched Noah Dean toe for toe. 5 innings of 3 hit, 1 run ball. It was unearned, though, because of an E5 on Nate Ochoa. Had the 9 strikeouts to 0 walks. That's the most that he has had all year when you factor in the strikeout-walk ratio on the bump. And then to your point, though, the Red Sox kind of got something going on the right-hander Bohlenbacher. That was the bottom of the seventh. And yesterday was one of those games where, again, it's 1-0. You're just excited to see the starter exit. You're like, you're ready to see a new arm. And the Red Sox, they get to Bohlenbacher. And you put up the 2 runs, and you get that insurance run in the home half of the eighth on the Marvin Alcantara RBI double. And at that point, it was smooth sailing. And, you know, out of the pen for Noah Dean, too. Max Carlson, 3 scoreless. He was great. Nathaniel Cruz did technically come into the game, but his finger cut open and was bleeding so much that he had to come out of the game.
Never threw
a pitch.
Yep.
And C.J. Wines then shuts the door to a non-save situation with the scoreless ninth. So all around, I mean, that was a very feel-good win for the Red Sox yesterday. And it sets yourself up for a nice one here today here in Salem.
All right, you're going to like this. This is a little off-topic as well, but I know you're a big Scooby-Doo guy. How about the Greenville Drive at the high A level? Look at these jerseys that they're wearing tonight.
Oh, Yoinks. Those are sick.
Those are nice.
Jenkins.
Give a little description for
all us. All right,
Carter.
So you have, like, the, like, the teal blue and the mystery machine green, if you will. And yeah, from left to right, you have Fred Jones, what a stallion he is. And then Velma Dinkley to his right.
Never knew their last names, I'm not going to lie.
I love Scooby-Doo growing up. I've been watching a long time, but I did love Scooby-Doo growing up. In the middle is Scooby himself.
Scooby-Doo.
And then on the right side, you have Shaggy.
Please clip that.
I don't see Daphne. I guess she's all the way over.
Just the wrinkle of the jersey.
Okay, there you go. Well, there is Scooby-Doo Night coming here to Salem in a couple weeks, I believe. There's Daphne. There you go. Well, on the right side, I guess, of this homestand, you leave Salem, you have 3 weeks on the road, and then you have a 9-game homestand. I believe at the conclusion of that one is Scooby-Doo Night here in Salem. And they have, I believe, Scooby-Doo Specialty Unis here with the Salem Red Sox that night. So I'm excited to see those.
Looking forward to it.
Here's Stephen Langton, our video production manager. Did you just hear what was just said on air?
Do it one more time for us.
Scooby-Doo.
The Greenville Driver wearing some sweet Scooby-Doo uniforms tonight.
Next month. That's what we were talking about. Yeah, I'm excited about it. So.
All right.
We do specialty jerseys.
And a youth t-shirt giveaway. So come on out to the ballpark. Somewhere around a month from now, you can head to SalemSox.com and go ahead and check out the promotional schedule.
Yes.
Got a lot of fun promotions coming out throughout the rest of the summer. For now, we'll step aside from high above Carilion Clinic Field. It's Carilion Clinic night at the ballpark. We're expecting a sellout crowd for the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox. We're just about 15 minutes away from first pitch in Salem. Back in 2 minutes. Our pregame coverage rolls on after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who Liam Carroll penciled in for today's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineup, here's Giovanni and Carter.
Packed house on a Friday night here at Carilion Clinic Field. It's game number 4 of a 6-game set between the Fredericksburg Nationals and your Salem Red Sox. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you on MILB.com and MILB TV. Well, a good time to tell everybody that tonight's game is brought to you in part by none other than one of our very proud sponsors in Freedom Plasma. We've got Freedom Plasma. Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy. And you're helping save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders immune deficiencies, and trauma. Well, donate and you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi, or you can watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue, Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064. One more time, that's freedomplasma.com or call 540-767-0064. Well, through three games of this series, the Red Sox have a 2-1 advantage, and they're 4-2 in the second half with a three-way tie atop the Carolina League North. The Red Sox looking to stay hot tonight and win their second in a row against the Fredericksburg Nationals. And for the starting lineups tonight, first for the visiting Nationals, Mr. Hill, take it away.
Well, here is the starting nine for the Frednets, if you will, and the Freddies, as they call them up in Fredericksburg, Virginia, the single-A affiliate of the Washington Nationals. Leading off is the third baseman, Murphy Staley, on rehab from high-ache. Wilmington is back in there after a day off yesterday. I almost said high-ache rehab. We're so used to the back and forth here in the Boston system.
Yep.
Nonetheless, Staley leads off and plays at the hot corner. In the two-hole, it's the sixth best prospect in the Washington Nationals organization, Elijah Green, and the former fifth overall pick in the 2022 MLB draft. The third baseman, or rather the shortstop, Armando Cruz, bats third. He's in the three-hole and is the 26th best prospect in the Nationals organization. So 1-2-3, it goes Staley, Green, and Armando Cruz. In the cleanup spot, it's the first baseman, Brandon Pimentel, who is back in there after he's been in there all week long. And yesterday, you know, the Frednets only had two hits through the first two, or the first six frames, rather. He had both of them. Was 2-for-4 with two singles and a strikeout. In the 5-0 play in left field, it's Royce Marquintana. And the designated hitter, Sammy Infante, will bat six. So 4-5-6, Pimentel, Quintana, and Infante. The second baseman, Marcus Brown, is in the 7-0. We've seen him play some short so far in this series. And the fact that Armando Cruz is back in there allows him to slide over to the right side of the back. The catcher, Caleb Farmer, is in the 8-hole. And rounding out the starting nine, playing right field this evening, Nick Peoples. So 7-8-9, Brown, Farmer, and Peoples. 1-9, Staley, Green, Cruz. Pimentel, Quintana, Infante. Brown, Farmer, and Peoples. On the bump for the Fredericksburg Nationals, the right-hander, Mark Davis. And, you know, he's been pretty good so far this year for the Fredericksburg Nationals. It's a little bit different considering we saw Arlene Susana last night. The night before, we saw Travis Sikora. However, Davis still a very, very capable right-handed arm. 1-2 so far this year, a 3.30 ERA. This is his 13th appearance, 13th start as well. 43 2/3 innings pitched, 51 strikeouts to 24 walks. The former 11th round pick by the Washington Nationals in the 2021 MLB draft. So a good starting nine for the Frednets, and should be a good one for the Salem Red Sox as well here this evening, Mr. Hader.
No doubt about it. The meeting of the minds, if you will.
Yes.
On top of home plate has just concluded as both managers head back to their dugouts, and we're almost ready for first pitch here in Salem in front of a jam-packed ballpark. Let's take you through the Red Sox starting lineup this evening as they look to win their second straight and their third of the series. Top of the order, the birthday boy gets to play tonight after a very rare rest day yesterday. Again, he played 6-6 last week. He was off last night. Antonio Anderson, he bats first to lead things off, and he plays in the hot corner at third. He turns 19 today. Brooks Brandon is the designated hitter, a half day's rest for Brooks. He bats second. Nellie Taylor Jr. is the center fielder this evening. He bats third. Arvin Alcantara, the cleanup man, plays shortstop and bats fourth. Nathaniel Uten is out in right field, ready to bat fifth. Andy Lugo plays at first tonight. He bats sixth, while Framie DeLeon plays on the right side of the infield at second. He bats seventh. Daniel McCalvity, your catcher behind the dish this evening, he's in the 8th spot. And Stanley Tucker rounds out the batting order in the 9-hole, playing in left field. One more time through the Red Sox starting 9, it goes Anderson, Brannon, Taylor Jr., Alcantara, Uten, Lugo, DeLeon, McCalvity, and Tucker. Well, Carter, we've talked about it so many times, the Red Sox with an embarrassment of riches when it comes to starting pitching talent. And Ovis Portes, the 19-year-old out of Barbuda, is no exception to the rule. A 2-1 win-loss record with a 2.08 earned run average, He started 3 ball games, appearing in 7 so far this year. All 3 of his starts have come at the single-A level, ready to make his 4th. He has 2 saves down to the FCL. He's pitched 21 and two-thirds innings combined between the FCL and the single-A level with 27 strikeouts so far this year. And ever since coming to Salem on June 4th, Portes has been pretty lights out for the Sox. Carter has gone as deep as 3 1/3. We'll see if they can stretch him to maybe a 4th inning.
Yeah, been pretty solid. And, you know, what he did in the FCL certainly called for a promotion. Did not yield a single earned run in 13 appearances down in the Florida Complex League. And this is Portes's first go-around in affiliated ball. And, you know, kind of easing his way into it, per se, and somebody that kind of took the spot of Jenickson Paez in the starting rotation after he was elevated to the high A level in Greenville. Both him and Blake Wehunt go up, and Rovis Portes now gets the start in that spot for the Salem Red Sox. So again, an interesting challenge here tonight, because for the Fredericksburg Nationals, this is as high I think it's fair to say, this is as high caliber from a prospect standpoint as a lineup has seen his face so far. You went to Fayetteville, they have some guys. Down east in Augusta, particularly Augusta on the offensive side, not a ton of highly touted guys in those lineups. However, the Fredericksburg Nationals are certainly not that. There are a couple guys. Now, Christian Vaquero does have the night off, the 9th best prospect in the system. But when you got Elijah Green, Armando Cruz, and then also Murphy Staley, who's been around for quite some time and is rehabbing from the high A level, it's going to be an interesting challenge for Portes, and should be one he embraces here tonight.
No doubt about it. A jam-packed ballpark Carilion Clinic night here at the Yard, and we got almost a sellout on hand to watch the Fred Nats and the Red Sox go at it for their 4th game out of 6 this week on a Firework Friday here in Salem. Just about 2 minutes away from first pitch here at Carilion Clinic Field. We'll step aside back in 2 minutes for first pitch. You're listening to Red Sox baseball all season long right here on MILB TV. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. For the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
I'll tell you what, there's nothing better than Friday nights here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, especially when the Red Sox are winning like they have been as of late. Fredericksburg in town. It's game number 4 out of 6 this week between the Fred Nats and the Red Sox. Sox try to make it 2 straight and win their 3rd of the series. Ready to take over on the play-by-play duties. Now stepping up to the mic, my partner, Mr. Carter Hill. Carter.
Well, thank you, Mr. Giovanni Heater. Appreciate you there. Man, oh, man, we are so lucky to be here this evening. What a treat here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. A gorgeous night for baseball. It is significantly cooled down, and we're expecting close to a packed house here at the yard. Expecting the largest crowd here this season in Salem, Virginia, as the Red Sox look for at least a series split against the Fredericksburg Nationals. That man right there is on the bump. Ovis Cortez for the Salem Red Sox. For him so far this year, Gio just kind of touched on it during our pregame show, but he's been very, very good. 13 appearances down in the FCL. Did not give up an earned run. Comes up to the single-A level with the Salem Red Sox. He's 0-1 with a 5.19 ERA in three starts. 1-2-3 to start us off. Murphy, Staley from the right side. Portis is ready. Staley's ready, and let's do it here in Salem as the first pitch catches the inside corner of the zone, and the count starts at 0-1.
Such a cool matchup right
yes.
here, Carter. You got the youth of Portes on one side.
0-1. Breaking ball misses low and away. Evens up the count at 1-1.
And then the experience of a kind of journeyman, a more veteran-type player in Murphy Staley on a rehab assignment.
1-1, Wyans and fires. Breaking ball misses low and in. And it moves the count to 2-1. First pitch, by the way, was 7.06 p.m. Eastern time. Right on time today here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Two balls and a strike. He kicks and deals. He swings and rocks it foul down the left field line. Evens up the count at 2-2. The Red Sox, they come into this one. 38-34 overall. The single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. And 4-2 in the second half of play in the Carolina League North. 2-2. He kicks and deals. He swings and drubs it foul first base side. Staley stays alive. The Fred Nats, the single-A affiliate of the Washington Nationals, are 38-34. They're 3-3 in the second half of play in the Carolina League North. Two balls, two strikes. Murphy Staley at the dish, and here's the pitch. He swings and pops it up foul, first base side. Staley spoils it and stays alive. Starting lineup for the Fred Nats, 1-9. Staley, Green, Cruz, Pimentel, Quintana, Infante, Brown, Farmer, and Nick Peoples. He's the starting right fielder. 2-2 from the belt. He curls and unfurls. He swings and rips it into left center, moving over Stanley Tucker, and he gets there for out number one. Nice play by Stanley Tucker. One up, one down.
Man, I thought off the bat that was getting down into the gap, no doubt about it, but Tucker able to cover so much ground. And you got that tag team, Tucker in left and Nelly Taylor Jr. in center. I don't know if you're going to get anything towards that wall tonight on the left side of the outfield.
Brings up Elijah Green now, the sixth best prospect in the Nationals organization and the former fifth overall pick in the 2022 MLB draft. First pitch, wave and a miss at a beautiful breaking ball, and the count starts at 0-1. Defensive alignment for the Red Sox. We'll go left to right in the infield in just 1 second. But as Portes continues to work fast, here's his 0-1. Wines fires, breaking ball just misses the outside corner of the zone, and it evens up the count of 1-1. In the infield, Antonio Anderson's at third, Marvin Alcantara at short, Framie De Leon plays second, and Andy Lugo tonight is down at first. 1-1, he swings and rips it into left center. This one will get down for a base hit. Two hopping into the mitt of Nelly Taylor. And that's Elijah Green's first base hit of the series. It's a one-out single, and the Fred Nats are set up here in the first.
Yeah, just going with the pitch right there. Ended up feeding him a fastball on the inner half and was just able to get a piece of it, get enough of it to rocket it up the middle. A soft hit, just 80 off the bat, but hit it to the right spot.
Brings up Armando Cruz from the right side. Portes from the stretch. And he throws to first. Green back in safely. In the outfield, just saw Stanley Tucker, who, you know, plays all around. Has played some center and mostly right as of late. Plays left today. Already has a putout. Nelly Taylor is in center. Nathaniel Uten plays right. First pitch from the belt. And he takes a strike outside corner, painting the fastball at the knees. And it's 0-1. Daniel McKelvey behind the dish. Ovis Portes is on the bump for start number 4 at the single-A level. 0-1, righty deals, runner off from first, swing and a miss, throw it on to second, will be not in time as it sails a tad high. So no balls, two strikes on Cruz, but a stolen bag for Elijah Green, who does have some speed, and now a runner in scoring position for the Fredericksburg Nationals.
You know, Carter, going back to your point about Stanley Tucker, it's funny how the ball just kind of finds you, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Like, doesn't play a ton of left, more in right and in center, and then first couple of pitches, first couple of at-bats, first ball put into play goes his way out and left.
0-2, he swings and rips it, left center. And trailing in from short out Contra, he gloves, throws across to first, and there's out number two. 6-3 put out, and here's Brandon Pimentel, the first baseman.
Two gone. Trying to hold the runner in scoring position here. Pimentel, a dangerous bat, no doubt about that. But I will say the Sox have kind of had him at bay.
Yes.
Now, he did have two hits yesterday, but they've kept him off the board as far as extra base hits goes. And that's kind of where his strength lies.
Pimentel from the left side off his second green. First pitch, he swings and drops foul off his front foot. And the count starts at nothing and one. First baseman Brandon Pimentel, 279 on the season. It leads the Frednecks. Four homers and 52 ribbies. In the cleanup spot this evening. Was 2-for-4 yesterday with two singles. Had two of the first three hits in the contest for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Green off a second. Here's the 0-1. And he misses low and away. Went fastball, and it evens up the count at 1-1. The Red Sox, 4-0 winners on Tuesday. The Fred Nats got him back on Wednesday, winning 4-2. And Salem, 4-0 winners once again last night. 1-1, he swings and spanks foul down the first baseline. Moves the count to 1-2. Portes seeking his first strikeout of the day as Royce Meyer-Quintana waits in the on-deck circle. Top first here in Salem, scoreless between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox. Off a second, Elijah Green. And here's the 1-2. Misses low and in. And it evens up the count at 2-2. Leads the Carolina League in RBIs, Brandon Pimentel. And is quite good with runners in scoring position as well. 0-for-1 in that situation so far this series. 2-2. He swings and rips it into left center, trailing in Stanley Tucker. He leaps and makes the grab for out number three. Nice play by Stanley Tucker, and a scoreless first for Ovis Portes as we move to the home half. You're in Salem, no score between the Fred Nats and back, and he makes the play for out number one. One up, one down, and here's Brooks Brandon.
Well, we talk about how the bat hasn't been there for Elijah Green, right? And that's kind of the story with him. Fifth overall pick back in 2022 in the first round of the Nationals. And, you know, hasn't panned out is a fair way to say
sure.
it. But the one thing that's keeping him very much so afloat is his big league defensive ability. And
absolutely.
Put it on display there. He has a lot this week.
Here's Brooks Brandon. First pitch, he waves and misses at the beautiful breaking ball. And the count starts at nothing and one. Brooks Brandon, 357, three multi-hit games in the last 10 days. 0-1, breaking ball misses, high and away, evens up the count at 1-1. Two homers, eight RBIs. He was 3-for-4 yesterday, two singles, and a triple as well off the top of the wall. 1-1, he swings and rips it into left center. It's down for a base hit. Brooks stays hot, one out single, and the Sox are set up in the first.
Nobody, and I mean nobody in the league, is hotter than Brooks Brandon right now. It's just incredible. I mean, you almost take it for granted how often he's hitting the baseball. And it's not just singles either.
Yes.
Right? He can also hit it anywhere in the park, particularly really good going the opposite way. But five extra base hits so far for the Sox, two homers.
Nelly Taylor Jr., first pitch, he swings and pops it up. Shallow left center. Armando Cruz trails back. Elijah Green calls him off and makes the catch at high for out number two. One pitch, one out, and two down here in the frame.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me. Remember Green made a catch nearly on the
yes.
infield calcified clay a
yesterday.
Couple of days ago. Yeah.
So with two down, here's Marvin Alcantara. By the way, Mark Davis, former 11th round draft pick by the Nats in 2021. Comes in at 1-2 with a 3.30 ERA. Off of first, Brooks Brennan. Throw to first. They may have had him picked off, and they do. Goodness gracious. Brooks just a little bit too far off the back, and the throw there beats him by a step. And that's how the inning comes to a close. Brooks with the single, but he's picked off down at first. And to the second we go here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Scoreless between the Fred Nets and the Red Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Scoreless between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox. 5-6-7 to go in the Fred Nats order. Here's Royce Marquintana from the right side. First pitch from Cortez. He winds and fires, and it skips in the dirt as the count starts at 1-0. Quintana, Sammy Infante, and Marcus Brown. Game four of this six-game set between the Fred Nats and the Sox. 1-0, wave and a miss through a high fastball. Evens up the count at 1-1. By the way, our umpires for tonight's contest, Richie Arredondo behind the dish, Pedro Torres is in the field. 1-1, there's a strike outside corner with fastball at the letters, and it moves the count to 1-2. I say letters, but the Fred Nats are in their gorgeous navy blue unis today. You got the George Washington logo in the top left corner of the unis. White lettering on the back. The Red Sox are in their home reds. 1-2, he swings and tips it foul down the first base line. And Quintana stays alive.
Yeah, that's a nice look. And we talked about it throughout the series, Carter. I love this matchup because it's the two teams in the league that emulate the top of the organization.
1-2, he swings and pops it up foul, first base side. Quintana spoils it once again. Into the packed bleachers down the first base line.
Jam-packed.
Expecting near a sellout there at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Biggest crowd of the season. 1-2. Breaking ball misses low and away. Evens up the count at 2-2. We've had some good ones. Last Friday against the Augusta Green Jackets was fairly solid. The previous Friday against the Downey's Wood Ducks was ridiculous as well. Two balls, two strikes, kicks and deals. Breaking ball misses low and outside. And the count fills up 3-2. Fireworks Friday always brings out the crowd here in Southwest Virginia. There's no doubt about that. Three balls, two strikes from Ovis Portes. He kicks and deals. Check swing on the high fastball. Did he go? And he did not, according to Pedro Torres. And it's a leadoff walk. Oh, we were talking about Portes coming into tonight's contest. And, you know, he has the ability to strike out guys. Game in with 11, but can walk some guys, too, with 7. At the single-A level, now 8. And a younger guy just trying to command the strike zone at this point in his career. Here's Infante from the right side. First pitch from the stretch. Misses high and away. And the count starts at 1-0. Sammy Infante, the designated hitter. 270 on the year. No homers, 3 ribbies. Was 1-for-3 yesterday. two strikeouts and a single. Also out of walk. Oh no, he curls and unfurls, and he takes it low and in, right at the knees, and it moves the cat to 2-0. Former second-round compensatory draft pick, Sammy Infante, and has been the designated hitter on back-to-back nights. 2-0 from the belt. He swings and drubs it down the third baseline. Foul. And it moves the cat to 2-1. Infante is somebody who we talked about it a little bit yesterday, playing in his third season with the Fredericksburg Nationals. In fact, he played in 100 games in 2022, over 70 a season ago, and he hit 17 homers. As you get a shot of the crowd here on MILB TV, fantastic one here in Salem. 17 homers in 22. 2-1, he swings and rips it into left center. It's down for a base hit. Around second, Quintana. He pumps the brakes there as the throw comes to third. And all of a sudden, first and second, nobody down for the Frednats here in the second.
And you got a good bat up at the dish, too. Second baseman tonight, typically at short, Marcus Brown. He's played some high-level baseball, former Big 12 champ.
Oklahoma State Cowboys.
Yeah.
So Brown from the left side, as Antonio Anderson now plays in at third, expecting the bunt, just in case. At 2:50 on the year, as time's called, and a pitch clock violation is instead called on Marcus Brown. So the count starts at nothing and one.
To begin an AB. Like we've talked about so many times.
Off a second, Quintana, and Fante is off a first. The 0-1 misses low and in, and it evens up the count at 1-1. So yeah, talking about Marcus Brown. Can play all over the infield for the Frednats. Some short. And tonight it's second. Infante off of first. 1-1. He swings, pops it up. Shallow center. Moving back Marvin Alcantara. He's there. And makes the catch for out number one. They called the infield fly anyways, but nonetheless, Marv makes the grab. And here's Caleb Farmer.
Yeah, that was borderline, but it did stay towards the infield. And Marv reels it in regardless.
Brings up Farmer from the right side. But just to put a bow on the Sammy Infante conversation, mention the 17 homers in 22. 13 of those came in the first half. First pitch from the belt, and he misses low and outside. Count starts at a ball and no strikes. 13 in the first half, 4 in the second half. And since then, the power has really disappeared. 13 in the first half of play, but since then as a whole, just 6 homers since June in 2022. Hasn't gone yard yet this year. 1-0 to Caleb Farmer, breaking ball misses low and outside. 2 balls in, no strikes. For the 181 hitting catcher for the Fredericksburg Nationals, 2 homers and 6 ribbies. He was 1-for-4 yesterday with a single and 2 flyouts. 2-0, Lions and fires, misses high and away, and it's quickly 3 balls and no strikes. Nick Peoples is on deck. You do not want to walk the bases loaded in this situation with one down here in the second. And then you go back to the top. 3-0, righty deals, and he misses high and in for ball 4. Went fastball, 4-pitch walk, and the bases indeed are juiced with just one down for Peoples. So, Danny McAlvany will come out and have a conversation with right-hander Portes, trying to settle down the 19-year-old. From Antigua and Barbuda. In a key spot early on, the Red Sox, all week long, and in fact, they have all week long, they've struck first in every single contest. Back on Tuesday, on Wednesday, in an eventual 4-2 loss. Yesterday as well as 4-0 winners. Today, the Fredericksburg Nationals try to capitalize here in the second. Peoples from the left side. 0-for-3 yesterday, 2 strikeouts and a bounce out. First pitch through the windup. And he takes a strike outside corner at the knees. And the count starts at 0-1. Off a third, Quintana. Infante dances off a second. And off a first is Caleb Farmer. 0-1, righty deals. Swing and a miss. Quickly 0-2. And a strikeout on the flip side would be absolutely gargantuous for Portes. Still yet to secure a K on the deck. Murphy Staley in the top of the order waits on deck. 0-2, he curls and unfurls. Breaking ball, ring him up, strike three, inside corner. A big time K for Portes, and there's two down.
That's huge, right there, to sit down Peoples. Needed it, first strikeout of the night for Ovis Portes. Now you just need one more.
Back to the top for Murphy Staley. He's 0-for-1 on the day. First pitch, breaking ball misses low and in, and the count starts at 1-0.
You saw Noah Dean last night work out of a bases loaded one out jam.
Yes. Back in the third. Bases juice, two down, scoreless here in the second. One ball, no strikes from Ovis Portes. He winds and fires. Breaking ball misses low and outside. And it's two balls and no strikes. Nowhere to put Murphy Staley. Elijah Green's in the on deck circle. Two hits for the Fred Nats, two for the Salem Red Sox. Two balls, no strikes. And the righty winds and fires. Misses on the high fastball. Three balls, no strikes. So all of a sudden, in danger of the second four-pitch walk of the inning, it would walk in a run. Quintana down at third. Three balls, no strikes. Two down. He kicks and deals. And there's a strike. Inside corner at the knees. And it moves the count to 3-1.
Yeah, what do you give him here? Go back to the fastball?
You don't want to bounce one in the dirt if possible, but you do trust Daniel McCalvany. 3-1. Misses low and in, and there's ball four. A five-pitch walk, and a run scores as the Fred Nats lead at 1-0.
I had the shutout last night. Then you only allowed two the night before, and then you got a shutout. 4-0 the win on Tuesday. So when the Fred Nats get on the board, they find ways to win so far this series.
Just the fifth run allowed by the Salem Red Sox all series long, as here comes Matt Wheeler, assistant pitching coach, to talk with the righty Portes. The bases are still loaded. So this is, even though a run is already in, this is a tricky situation for the 19-year-old. Elijah Green's going to step up to the plate. He singled back in the first. A base hit here could give Fredericksburg a 3-0 advantage. So far in the frame, this has been the bugaboo. Three walks. A walk, a single, a pop-up, a walk, a strikeout, and a walk. Only seen one ball, I guess two, but it was a pop-up to shallow straightaway center. Really seen one ball just seriously leave the infield in the inning. Green with a big-time opportunity. He struggled to start the series, but could come through here in a big way. First pitch, and he misses high and away. Went fastball at the letters, and the count starts at a ball and no strikes. Elijah Green is still hitting just 166. Five homers, 22 RBIs. One ball, no strikes, and he sees a strike inside corner at the knees. Evens up the count at 1-1. Ovis Portes battling on the bump. There is some action in the Salem Red Sox bullpen, just in case he can't escape the jam. 1-1, and he takes a strike outside corner, right at the knees, and it's a ball and two strikes. Well, it sets up a massive pitch here as Elijah Green will call timeout. A strikeout, I think the Red Sox take it, giving up just one run in this situation. A single could be a 3-0 contest. Armando Cruz is on deck. And here's the 1-2. Wyans fires. Breaking ball that swung on chop. Left side, Alcantara flips to second. And there's out number three. Ovis Portes gives up a run. But the Fred Nats leave the bases loaded as we move to the home half of the second in Salem. 1-0. The Sox trail. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 1-0 the Fred Nats on top of the Salem Red Sox. And game four of this six-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Friday evening. 4-5-6 it goes in the Red Sox order. Marvin Alcantara, Nathaniel Utsin, and Andy Lugo. As the right-hander Mark Davis is back on for second inning of work. Righty-on-righty matchup to start the frame, and here's his first pitch as he winds and fires. He swings and pops it up. Shallow right, trailing in Nick Peoples to his left. He's there and makes the catch at high for out number one. One pitch, one out, and here's Nathaniel Utsin.
Well, that's second time Alcantara stood in that box as well.
Yes.
Remember, he was on when
Brooks Brandon was picked off at first.
Off, yep.
Here's Utsin from the left side. 2-for-4 day yesterday. Two singles, two strikeouts. That also backs up a day on Wednesday in which he went 2-for-4. With a triple. 4-for-8 in the series. First pitch misses low and outside. And the count starts at a ball and no strikes. Raised his average to .239. 5 homers, 28 RBIs. Actually second on the team in home runs. Hit one off the very top of the wall on Wednesday. 1-0 from the bell. Breaking ball sails high and away. 2 balls and no strikes. 2 hits for Salem, 2 for the Fred Nats. Nathaniel Utsin steps in. Mark Davis always through the stretch. 2-0. He swings, pops it up right back towards us and just barely above our heads. You could hear the excitement in my voice.
Yeah, you could. That might be the closest.
That was about 3 feet above our head. I legitimately thought that was coming to the booth for just a minute.
Me too. You're on TV.
Oh, hello, everybody. Yeah, hit right above on the the blue up there. 2 balls and a strike. He swings and lines it into right. Moving in Nick Peoples. Started back, moves in, and makes the catch for round number two. 2 flyouts to right, and here's Andy Lugo, the first baseman. Lugo from the right side leads the Carolina League in doubles with 21 on the season. Now, he did not play yesterday, but back on Wednesday, ever so close to leaving the yard for the first time this year. Bottom of the ninth in that one. Sox trail by 2. First pitch is a breaking ball that sails high and away. Count starts at a ball and no strikes. And Lugo digs in with off of first on the play. It was Albert Felix. 1-0. Breaking ball just misses low and outside. 2 balls, no strikes.
This place is packed.
It is packed, I know. I mean, you're shoulder to shoulder here at the yard tonight. 2-0 to Lugo. Lions fire. Swing. Get a miss. 2 balls and a strike. And actually, check that. Nathaniel Utsin was on first. After he had the infield single, Lugo lined one down the line and left. It hit off the very tippy top of the wall. It would have been a game-tying homer. Goes down as a double, and it's about 3 feet away from leaving the yard. 2-1. Breaking ball misses low and outside. Moves the count to 3-1. And again, here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, it's 325 down the line, both sides, but a 26-feet-tall wall. 3-1. He swings, lines it right side. It's through for a base hit. Andy Lugo, stay hot, a two-out single. And here's Framie De Leon.
See if they can get something going here. Sox, you know, they make some magic happen with two outs. They're a little more efficient than you'd think when it comes to two-out hitting this year, Carter.
You know, it's funny you say that. Because, again, on Wednesday, that similar the situation, with Andy Lugo was a similar situation. There was nobody on, two out. Sox were down to their final strike. First pitch to Framie De Leon is a breaking ball that catches the outside corner for a strike. It starts at nothing and one. To your point, that specific scenario on Wednesday, Sox were down to their final strike, nobody on, two outs, infield single, two out double. And then last night, bottom of the seventh, two outs, nobody on, 0-1. He swings, lines the right side, and the stop by Pimento as he steps on the first base bag for out number three. Oh, we'll finish that point on the other side of this break. But in the meantime, let's head to the third at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 1-0, the Red Nats on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening to and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
That guy's amazing.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Nearly a sellout here in Southwest VA is the Fredericksburg Nationals leading 1-0 over the Salem Red Sox in game four of this six-game set. Alongside Giovanni Eater, Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. And who was Gio referring to before the break? It's Tyler's amazing balance act. You can see on MILB TV. That guy can balance just about everything on his nose. And he's here at the ballpark entertaining the folks here this evening. 3-4-5 goes in the Fred Nats order. First pitch to Armando Cruz. Wyans fires and it misses low and in on the fastball as the count starts at a ball and no strikes. Cruz, Pimento, and Royce Marquintana, the starting left fielder. Obis Portes on the bump for his third inning of work. 1-0. He swings, rips it into right center, moving over Uten. He's there and makes the catch for out number one. 1-1, one down. And here's Pimento, the first baseman.
I know what the issue is, Carter. I typically always score the ball game with my blue pen.
Uh-huh.
But so far, I've been scoring it with the black pen.
Really? So is that why the Sox are trailing?
That's why the Sox trailed by a run.
Okay.
Now I'm going to switch back over to the blue pen. Now, I like how the black pen writes better, if I'm being honest.
Sure. Pimento from the left side tips one back to the screen on the first pitch he sees, and the count starts at nothing and one.
But when you have things like a 7-0 Thursday night phenomenon and a team that on Thursday nights is now 11-1, sometimes you got to be superstitious.
Oh, why? And he swings and pops it up. Towering shot in the infield. Moving back Framie De Leon, and he makes the catch at high for out number two.
You see that? I make the switch.
There's
quickly
an out.
Two outs.
Exactly.
Made Exquisite. The switch going into the third.
Write it down. Write it down. Here's Royce Marquintana, starting left fielder. Well, we were talking about it coming over to the ballpark. What else did you say you did differently today? So if the Red Sox lose, it's because you did. I don't know why I'm blanking on it. First pitch to Quintana, and it misses low and in. Count starts at 1-0.
Oh, what was it?
What was it? You remember what I'm talking about, though?
Yeah, it was something.
Well, you said, well, if I don't, I forgot to do this. So if the Red Sox lose today. Oh, you forgot your watch.
Right.
1-0. Breaking ball in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes.
That was it. I always wear my watch. It's got a brown band, so it matches the brown belt.
Yeah.
It's got a silver outside, and then it's got the navy blue face. of the watch, which matches the navy blue for the Sox.
2-0 is a strike inside corner.
So
two balls and a strike.
It goes well with all of our fits.
Yes, it's great.
And it's the good luck watch. I didn't wear it today. Granted, there have been nights we've lost that I wore it.
Sure. It's not a new thing. 2-1. He swings and knifes it foul first base side. Evens up the count of 2-2. Yeah, it's a pretty good watch. It's
yeah,
a nice watch.
Good watch. Another thing I did differently today.
Oh, you got a laundry list of stuff.
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, you know how we were in a little bit of a rush today? We had that comm law final exam
this morning.
Yeah,
Gio's taking a summer class to get it out of the way.
So had to get a lift in.
Sure.
Always, you know.
2-2. Check swing. Did he go? No, he didn't. Pedro Torres says no, sir. Count those up.
Before coming to the ballpark, didn't even have time for the cardio today.
Oh, gosh.
But after the lift, I said, oh, boy, Carter's going to be here in about 10 minutes. I do not have time for a shower.
And here you are.
Here we are.
But you smell tremendous.
Thank you. A lot of deodorant today.
3-2. He swings and tips it foul. Back behind home plate. And what a catch by a fan.
That's tremendous.
That's a guest services attendant. And hands it off to a young fan. Nice job, sir.
First time I've ever walked into this ballpark without showering right before. So if they
lose,
and then maybe if they win, I can't shower.
That's true. 3-2, breaking ball, ring him up, strike three, inside corner. And Quintana cannot believe it. Cortez, though, I'm going to bounce back three up, three down frame as we move to the home half of the third. And Salem, 1-0. The Fred Nats on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, in front of a packed house here in Southwest VA. The Fredericksburg Nationals, a narrow 1-0 lead over the Salem Red Sox as it goes 8-9-1 in the Red Sox order. Daniel McCalvity, Stanley Tucker, and back to the top of the order for Antonio Anderson. Mark Davis back on the bump for his third inning of work, and so far today, he's been pretty good. Two scoreless innings, two hits, no strikeouts, no walks. Here's McCalvity from the right side. Righty-on-righty matchup and the first pitch. He swings and tips foul. Little excuse-me swing down the first baseline. And the count starts at nothing and one. All right, Gio, I want to bring this up as a talking point. We were talking about this as well coming over to the yard.
Let's hear it.
Well, last night, Harlene Suzada, we were talking about him and really mentioning a lot about the Juan Soto trade. Oh, Juan, breaking ball just misses high and outside.
I feel I know where you're going.
Evens up the count at one and one. The amount of talent exchanged in that trade between San Diego and the Nats, 1-1, breaking ball in there for a strike, moves the count to 1-2, is tremendous. And we were talking about a young man by the name of James Wood yesterday. And then we actually went to dinner here in town in Salem. 1-2, wave and a miss. Got him strike three, though throw down to first to complete it. And it's in time for out number one.
Shout out to our boys at Mac and Bob's.
Yep.
Fine dining establishment in Salem.
Voted Virginia's restaurant of the year. Hey, no, I did not make that up. That's on the outfield wall here in Salem. Here's Stanley Tucker from the right side.
What year was that?
Either it's not up there or I can't see. It's the small.
I'll tell
spot.
You what, back in Blacksburg, they got some competition with our boys over at PK's, though.
They do, yes. First pitch. Misses high and outside. One ball, no strikes. I was very lucky yesterday. Went to PK's and Mac and Bob's
wow.
on the same day.
What a doubleheader.
I know, exactly.
What a doubleheader.
PK's for lunch and Mac and Bob's for late dinner.
That's insane.
But, yeah, so we're talking about James Wood at dinner yesterday. 10:30 at night. 1-0. Wave and a miss. Evens up the count at 1-1. And we're debating, how long is it going to be before James Wood, the third best prospect in all of baseball, gets the call to the big leagues? Well, I wake up this morning, and James Wood is going to make his big league debut on Monday for the Washington Nationals. 1-1, he swings and pops it up foul, first base side.
My question is, why they wait until Monday? You know how, like,
you know, that
usually
I don't
it's
know.
Kind of a next day
that
type
I don't
of thing?
Know.
So is he playing in AAA Rochester till then?
That is an I haven't read enough about that. I was hoping for your sake he may be up there another week or so.
That's right.
2-2. Breaking ball misses low and outside. Evens up the count of 2-2.
Well, it's funny you say that. When I go home to Syracuse, not this upcoming week, the week after, I'm actually the Red Wings are in Syracuse.
Are you going to go to a game?
Yeah, for sure. It would have been nice to see James Wood.
2-2. He swings and tips it foul down the right field line. Screaming shot over the first base dugout, and Tucker stays alive.
Won't happen now, though.
No, it won't happen now. Will not happen now. Well, if you're wondering why is Gio going to Syracuse, well, after Sunday, after a 12-game homestand, the Red Sox hit the road, not only for two series, bless you.
Thank you.
But the All-Star break is sandwiched in between as well.
Yes. I'll just watch Dylan Cruz instead.
2-2. This is high and outside. Count runs full.
Not to mention, you know, Brett Beatty's in Syracuse. They got some talent with the Mets.
So 19 days in between home games from Sunday, June 30th to Friday, July 19th. 3-2, the righty deals. He swings, lines it left side. On the back end is Cruz. He throws across to first, and the pick on the other end by Pimentel is there for out number two.
That's a nice
he
pick.
He plays a nice first base.
He does. He swings the bat nicely as well. Turning out to be one of those guys that, like, hey, sometimes all you need is a chance.
Yep.
Right? Not a draft pick, but signed out of UTRGV, University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley, and he's turning into quite the little prospect for the Nats.
Here's the birthday boy. The birthday boy, I should say. Antonio Anderson from the left side, turning 19 years old. And the first pitch, breaking ball low and inside. Count starts at 1-0. Turned 19 today, the 18th best prospect of the Red Sox organization. He leads off tonight after Nizan Zanetzello gets the day off. 1-0, swing and a tipper into the bit of Farmer, and it evens up the count at 1-1.
You ever said something on the air and, like, right after you're like, oh, gee, I wish I didn't say that.
Yeah.
I just called Brandon Pimentel a nice little prospect. The man's like 6'5".
1-1, he swings and bounces it right side. Brown on three hops, gloves, throws to first, and there's out number three. Three up, three down frame for the Sox as we move to the fourth in Salem. 1-0, the Fred Nats on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 1-0, the Fred Nats on top of the Salem Red Sox in game four of this six-game set. Ready to take it through the middle frames on play-by-play duty. Let's pass the mic over to Mr. Giovanni Heaton.
I appreciate it, Carter. 1-0 the Nationals lead here in the top of the fourth inning. Jam-packed ballpark tonight to see game number 4 out of 6 between the Fred Nats and the Red Sox. It's Carilion Clinic night. out here at the yard, and this is the best crowd that we have seen all season long. A 6-7-8 set to dig in for the Fred Nats. Sammy Infante, the designated hitter. Marcus Brown, the second baseman, and Caleb Farmer, the catcher. Infante with a hit today, and he looks at a fastball for a strike. Off the right arm of Portes, 0-1. Infante's elevated that batting average, .289. There's three RBI on the season. Portes deals, 0-1. Breaking ball this time, misses down and away, and evens it up at 1-1. Ovis Portes has now thrown 60 pitches, 35 of them for strikes. He surrendered one run on two hits. 1-1 offering. Fastball for a strike, hit or half, 1-2. He's also walked two batters so far today. Got out of a bases-loaded jam in the second, surrendering just one run. The 1-2. Swinging a drive foul opposite way into the seats. 1-2, it'll stay for Infante. Interesting thing about Sammy Infante is how he just kind of accelerated right onto the scene. Hit 14 first-half home runs, the 1-2. Fastball rings him up at the knees, and just like that, he's retired, and the power has since disappeared. Has yet to homer this season. After 14 in the first half last year, cooled down to just 17 in total in 2023, and he's yet to throw one now. And just like that, Liam Carroll comes out. We're going to get a call to the bullpen. Portes' day is done. They wanted to let him get that final out. And Carter, this is, again, tying now the longest we've ever seen him go.
Yeah.
He's gone 3 1/3 max, and again, he goes 3 1/3 tonight.
He's still not completely stretched out as a full-time starter here at the single-A level. So he'll head to the third base dugout. He pitched well today, and the Sox will go to the bullpen.
We'll step aside on MILB TV. New arm on the bump when we return for the Sox. 1-0 Fred Nats lead. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball all season long in Salem. Who let the dogs
out? What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
New arm on the bump for the Sox with one gone in the fourth inning. Royman Blanco, the righty, toes the rubber. 23-year-old out of La Guaira in Venezuela. A 4-2 win-loss record with a .396 earned run average. He's appeared in 17 games, sealed up two saves, and 36 and a third innings pitch so far this year. And the first pitch to Marcus Brown is on the way. A breaking ball misses inside, and it's 1-0. Marcus Brown bats from the left side, playing at second base tonight after two stints at shortstop so far this series. Had the rest on Tuesday, the 1-0. Fastball swing and a miss, waved high, it's 1-1. Blanco, 20 strikeouts to 9 walks so far this season. Last outing for Royman Blanco was last week against Augusta, the 1-1. Breaking ball check swing, it misses down and away. Brown holds off, and it's 2-1.
Yeah, I was going to say, we haven't seen him in forever, it feels like. The Augusta game he pitched in, too, was the Tuesday.
That was
which
10
was an
days
11
ago.
A.m. game, yeah.
Yep, 11 a.m. last Tuesday, 2-1. Fastball chopped right side, scooped up by Lugo. He chases to first, plants his left foot on the bag for out number two.
Blanco working efficiently.
Well, last time out for Roymond Blanco. Again, it was on the 18th against the Augusta Green Jackets. Went three complete innings. One hit baseball, allowed just one run. Walked one, did not have a strikeout. Here's Caleb Farmer, first pitch. And the righty just barely pulls the bat off his right shoulder, eyeing up a fastball high and in. It's 1-0. Farmer so far today, he walked back in the second. Part of that bases loaded jam. The 1-0. Breaking ball hit back to the net. It's 1-1. He was left there. Sox allowed just one run as Ovis Portes found himself in a bases loaded one out jam. Was able to get out of it. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball hammered left side foul. 1-2. Caleb Farmer, two home runs on the year. 181 batting average. 1-0. The Nationals lead it with two gone. And the base is empty for Farmer at the top of the fourth inning. I just cannot get over how packed the ballpark is tonight.
It's insane. Most crowded I've seen it.
Perfect weather for it, especially with how hot it's been. It cooled down just a little bit for the festivities this evening. The 1-2. Breaking ball misses down and away. Deuce is wild for Farmer. He's in the 8-hole. Nick Peoples is on deck, the right fielder batting 9th. And then it flips back to the top of the order for the Fred Nats. Blanco from the belt. He kicks and deals. 2-2. Breaking ball, chop foul left side once more. And it's 2-2.
Look at the line beneath this, too, for the concession stands. I don't know if you stand up. Look at that.
Oh, wow. You're right. Two balls, two strikes as Farmer calls time. Now plants the bat back on home plate. A twirl raises it above his right shoulder. Roymond Blanco peering down at home plate. He brings home the 2-2. Fastball run, tie it in. And it's 3-2, a full count for Caleb Farmer.
What's even more impressive about the crowd is we haven't touched on this, but the Salem Fair is coming to town the next 2 weeks. Half the parking lot is filled with roller coasters right now.
Payoff pitch to Farmer. Breaking ball misses just outside, and it's a two-out walk for Farmer. Puts a runner on for the Fred Nats. You go to the nine-hole, Nick Peoples. Yeah, no doubt, Carter. The parking lot is kind of a chaotic frenzy right now, if you will, as they are literally setting up the nation's largest free fair. So because of that, the Salem Civic Center, if you look out into right, Carter, that parking lot is packed. Here's Nick Peoples from the left side. Righty on lefty, the first pitch. And a fastball misses in, 1-0. Peoples so far tonight, he struck out looking. One of just two strikeout victims of Ovis Portes. Roymond Blanco in the stretch. Offers the 1-0. Fastball, half-hearted swing. He went around, 1-1. Caleb Farmer off of first with two gone. He walked on a full count. Blanco looking to get out of the inning. Top of the fourth, 1-0 Fred Nat lead. He deals 1-1. Breaking ball misses high, 2-1.
Also, important to point out, it's a tough, this is the portion of the evening where it's going to be tough for the guys out in the outfield. About two-thirds of the field are covered with shade at the moment, but at the same time, the sun is still peering over the top of the ballpark, so the shades are on out near the outfield.
2-1, swinging a chopper right side on a fastball, gobbled up by Lugo. He points off Blanco and takes it to the bag himself for out number 3. Well, Blanco walks one. He faces 3 after Ovis Portes got the first out in the 4th. 1-0 the Fred Nats lead. We go to the home half of 4 after this. You're tuned in to Red Sox Baseball right here on MILB TV. Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park, the Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fourth on a Firework Friday in front of a jam-packed crowd here in Salem. 1-0, the Fredericksburg Nationals lead it over the Salem Red Sox. And the Sox with the heart of the order up at the dish. 2-3-4, it's Brooks Brannan, Nellie Taylor Jr., and Marvin Alcantara. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you. And Carter, we got ourselves yet another pitcher's due early. Three hits for the Sox. It hasn't resulted in a run. Two hits on the other side for the Fred Nats. They lead it 1-0.
And the only reason, I shouldn't say the only reason, but one of the key reasons why the Fred Nats lead it 1-0 is because of the three walks back in the second. You know, Portes was really, really good throughout the course of the contest. But that second inning kind of hurt him a little bit. Now the Red Sox offense just kind of has to get going here in the fourth.
Mark Davis in his fourth inning of work, the starter for the Fred Nats. Here's Brannan, the first pitch. He skies a fastball high into the air right side, over the seats, into the parking lot. It's 0-1. Brooks Brannan swinging the hottest bat on this Red Sox roster and arguably in the entire league. 1-for-1 so far today, hitting .368. The 0-1. Fastball misses outside, 1-1. Two home runs, 8 RBI, 5 extra base hits. He's midway through his fourth week at the single-A level this year. 1-1 to Brannan. Swing and a miss with a breaking ball downstairs.
.368 is very, what's the right word? It pops off the screen. .368 is even out of the ordinary for this point.
Gaudy, if
Gaudy.
You will. 1-2 to Brannan. Fastball rings him up on the outer half, strike three. Well, you don't get much of that out of Brooks, but you do right there, and it's the first out here in the home half of the fourth.
By the way, it's the Fishwick fourth inning, so get up and stretch. Fishwick is dedicated to justice in auto accident, medical malpractice, commercial, kitesome, and federal criminal cases. Call 540-354-5890 for more information. Fishwick and Associates, lawyers for the people.
Ellie Taylor Jr. from the left side, and a breaking ball runs down and in. It's 1-0. He's hitting .237 himself, three homers, 31 RBI. Flew out to center field his first time up tonight. Davis brings to the belt and offers 1-0. Fastball hammered back towards us, just to our left. Foul ball, 1-1. Nellie Taylor, he's been a little bit quieter as of late when it comes to the doubles, right? At one point was the league leader in doubles with his 18th. He's stayed there. Well, Andy Lugo has now surpassed him with 21 on the season. His own teammate leads the league, the 1-1. Breaking ball misses outside, 2-1. But Lugo, again, still right there in the mix of things. You look across the league, Lugo with 21. Connor from Kannapolis has 20. Chirillo has 18. That ties Nellie Taylor. Breaking ball down and away, 3-1. Chirillo of Lynchburg, of course, his brother. One of the biggest names of the young stars in the bigs right now.
Yes.
3-1. Pierces the inside corner with a fastball for a strike. Evens her up at 3-2. Well, big pitch coming here with one gone, nobody on. Full count for Nellie Taylor Jr. Davis looks in. Deep breath. The payoff pitch. Misses high and away with a fastball. Taylor tosses the bat. It's a full count walk with one gone, and the Sox are in business.
You'll take the walk. There's been some traffic throughout the week, right? And throughout the night, too. Like, the Red Sox have had traffic on the base pass. Haven't really capitalized at key moments for the most part. Now, one down here. Marvin Alcantara is swinging a hot stick, as he has been for the last 3 weeks. Good time here to knock one in the gap.
Alcantara from the right side. Pickoff over to first. This gets away. Nellie Taylor now taking off for second. He's rounding second, heading for third. It's retrieved in the right field corner, and he stops at third. That puts the tying run 90 feet away for the Sox with just one gone here in the home half of the fourth. A big mistake for Fredericksburg.
Yeah, Fredericksburg picked off Brooks Brannan in the first. You know, like, and I think they got greedy there with Nellie Taylor. What's the... Oh, I was going to say, what's the issue here? Because
Nellie Taylor lost a piece of equipment. Yeah. As he was running. It is his necklace, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Well,
lost the chain.
Got a little greedy there. And as soon as the ball goes down the right field line, Nellie Taylor's always, always going to get to third. That's the second time that's happened in 2 weeks here, by the way, too, with Nellie Taylor on first and then throwing it away. But that's what comes with having a big threat on the base pass, right?
Get this, Carter. Ozzy Chavez, the third base coach, took the necklace from him, and he just put it on. Now Ozzy Chavez is going to be repping the ice for the rest of the ball game tonight. First pitch, and Alcantara fists it back foul, 0-1. He said, Nelly, if you can't keep this thing around your neck, you can't wear it in the game, man.
Yes.
And now Ozzy is going to be dripped out for the remainder of the ball game.
That's baseball for you.
That just goes to show the fun nature of this clubhouse as of late. 0-1. Swing and a chopper foul again, left side. 0-2 for Alcantara. I mean, we were talking about this on the ride home last night, Carter. This team is having fun right now. And it's on full display. How many times have we heard an answer in a post-game interview or just talking to the guys downstairs? They said, this group's just special. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. Oh, he might have got a piece of this. He
just
did, and
piece.
He stays alive.
Well, luckily, Farmer didn't make the catch.
Yes.
Hit off his right groin, it appears like, the way he's gingerly walking it off.
Yep. Another look on MILB TV. Marvin Alcantara just getting a piece of this thing.
Yeah.
Runner off at third, one gone, 0-2 to Alcantara. He swings, chops it left side, infield playing in. It's gobbled up by Cruz, and he throws to first. It's picked by Pimentel for out number two, and Nellie Taylor stays at third. That's a heck of a play by Cruz with the infield playing in.
Absolutely. Because if he, based on where he was playing, he was waiting for the short hop. And if he didn't get it, that ball was going into left center field.
Yes.
Hit it pretty well, too, off the bat.
88, but it comes at you in a hurry. And now the infield will play out for Nathaniel Uten from the left side with two gone and a runner on third. 1-0 Fred Nats lead in the bottom of four, first pitch. And a breaking ball falls in there for a strike, 0-1. Nathaniel Uten flew out to right field, pieced it up pretty good. His first time up tonight. 238 hitter, five homers on the season. 28 RBI looking for number 29. He calls time. Andy Lugo on deck, Framie De Leon in the hole. Uten yesterday, a 2-for-4 night, RBI single in the first and a base hit in the eighth. Brady on lefty, 0-1 to Uten. Fastball down and away, 1-1.
Big spot here.
Huge.
I mean, like, you're only in the fourth inning, but at the same time, you got to take advantage of these opportunities. I don't know how many more will happen throughout the rest of the game based on how this series has gone. There has been traffic. Not a lot taking advantage of him.
1-1. He swings. Broken bat straightaway center field. Chasing in, it's green, and he gathers it head high for out number three. Nellie Taylor Jr., he walked. An error gave him third base, but he's stranded there. And the Sox still trail it 1-0. We go to the top of the fifth after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fifth inning on a Firework Friday here in Salem. 1-0, the Nationals on top of the Red Sox. Ready to go 1-2-3 in the batting order. Murphy Staley, Elijah Green, and Armando Cruz. Giovanni Nieder alongside Carter Hill with you on MILB.com and MILB TV. And Carter, the Red Sox at this point offensively had a couple of chances, right? You just put Nelly Taylor Jr. on third base. Haven't been able to strike. Fred Nats on the other side, just two hits. It's resulted in that 1-0 lead.
Yeah, it's been a good one so far here in Salem. And, you know, you're through four. Roymond Blanco, I would think, is going to eat up a lot of these middle innings for the Salem Red Sox. So, you know, if you're the Fred Nats, you're now the third time through the order. Murphy Staley now is going to stand in. This is probably who you're going to be facing up through the seventh at least.
Staley from the right side, first pitch, and a breaking ball pierces the inside corner for a strike, 0-1. Murphy Staley on a rehab assignment here in Fredericksburg. How about that? We're at number 34. Looks a little Bryce Harper-esque.
It does.
The 0-1. Fastball hit into the air, right side, popped up, foul territory. Underneath it, McCalvany, and he watches it just over the net into the second row of seating. 0-2. Murphy Staley so far tonight, he flew out to left field. He walked, but it was an RBI back in the second. Bases loaded walk, and that is how the Fred Nats hold a 1-0 lead. Blanco with a deep breath on the bump, holds it at the belt, kicks and deals, 0-2. Check swing, home plate umpire, and Richie Arredondo says he went, and Murphy Staley strikes out, one gone in the fifth.
Nice start for Roymond Blanco. And now you get to Elijah Green, who again is obviously a very highly touted guy in the Nationals organization, but has struggled in this series. Did have a single back in the first, but, you know, this is your key spot in the order for your Roymond Blanco to settle down.
Blanco with his first strikeout, first pitch to Green. Breaking ball in there for a strike, 0-1. Elijah Green so far tonight, his lone base hit of the series. It was a single, he would steal second. He grounded out to short. He is 1-for-2. Blanco from the holster deals the 0-1. Breaking ball down and in. Evens it up at a ball and a strike. Elijah Green, fifth overall pick back in 2022 in the first round of the Washington Nationals. 20 years old. 1-1 pitch. And the sixth best prospect skies it out foul territory right side. And it falls onto the party deck, 1-2. Just a 165 hitter. Has five home runs, 22 RBIs, but strikes out more than anybody else in the Carolina League with a strikeout rate of over 52% coming into the series. The defense is there, though, and it's been on display all series long here in Salem. A handful of web gem plays in center field. He taps the bat on home plate after calling time, raises it above his right shoulder. Blanco on the bump, offers the 1-2. Breaking ball hammered left side, snatching it out of the air, Marvin Alcantara. A web gem by the shortstop, there's two gone in the fifth.
Yeah, nice play by Marvin Alcantara. Leaping up to make the grab, here's the replay on MILB TV. Second time today, he's quite frankly taken away a hit. Back in the first, had the little one in the hold, the six hole, if you will. Had to move to his right to make the play and throw the runner out at first. So Marvin Alcantara playing shortstop today. Did a nice job with the Salem Sox.
This is Armando Cruz, first pitch. He lifts this one into the air towards the gap, right center field. Underneath it, U10, and the right fielder gathers it head high for out number three. Three up, three down at the top of the order for Roymond Blanco. The Sox all of a sudden in a groove defensively. And we go to the home half of the fifth, trailing it 1-0. You're listening to Red Sox baseball all season long right here on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fifth on a Firework Friday here in Salem. 1-0 lead for the Fredericksburg Nationals. The Red Sox ready to go out there. 6-7-8 in the batting order. Andy Lugo, Framie De Leon, and Daniel McCalvany all set to dig in for Salem. Well, the pitching's been there as of late for the Sox. Roy Monblanco sat him down, faced the minimal in the top of the fifth. Sat him down 1-2-3. First pitch to Lugo. And the righty eyes up a breaking ball down and in. The count 1-0. Lugo so far tonight, 1-for-1. Base hit. One of just three Salem hits on the evening through four innings. 1-0 offering. Fastball misses high and in. Two balls, no strikes for Andy Lugo. The league leader in doubles. He's hit 21 two-baggers so far in 2024. The 2-0. He swings, rockets it high into the air, straightaway center field. Elijah Green camping out, two steps to his left, and he makes the catch for out number one.
About a weak contact today, too, by the Salem Red Sox.
Good pitching.
Good pitching, absolutely. Can't take anything away from Mark Davis.
Now in his fifth inning of work. Mark Davis, so far, he's thrown just 52 pitches, 32 of them for strikes. I mean, he's not in a bad spot. Five innings in, 52 pitches. Here's Framie De Leon, bats from the left side. First pitch, he swings and misses, way out in front of a breaking ball, 0-1. Clark, I can't get over this crowd tonight, man.
Packed house.
Packed house.
For Fireworks Friday.
Breaking ball runs down and in, evens it up at 1-1.
Yeah, I mean, anytime there's fireworks after a game on a Friday night, sure. Every single home game, it brings people out. But, I mean, there is not many empty seats here tonight. It's pretty shoulder to shoulder here at the yard.
One ball, one strike with one gone. Nobody on for De Leon, the pitch. Breaking ball high and in, 2-1. Mark Davis has surrendered just three hits. The Nationals' defense has been flawless. They have not given up an error. The Fred Nats lead at 1-0 if you're just joining us here in the home half of the fifth. Two balls and a strike, the offering. Fastball pierces the zone high. It's 2-2. De Leon 0-for-1 today. He grounded out right to the first baseman in Pimentel. Talked about it, Carter. He plays a real nice first base. 2-2. Breaking ball. He ducks underneath that curveball. High it in, 3-2. And Framie works her full. One gone. Nobody on for the Sox. Looking to get those bats going. All week long, it's been the late stages of the game that they wake up. The payoff skips in the dirt, blocked by Farmer. And Framie De Leon works the one-out walk.
And good to see for De Leon. Somebody who really, since coming back down from Double-A Portland, has kind of struggled to once again find his footing down here. But a one-out walk, you get a base runner, and then you go down to the bottom of the order for McCalvany and Tucker. And if you can get back to the top of the lineup, all of a sudden now you have an opportunity to really do some damage for a team that is still, again, seeking its first run of the contest, trailing by one.
Here's Daniel McCalvany from the right side, runner off of first. First pitch, runner goes, he swings, tips it back to the backstop. They give up the hit and run, and it's 0-1.
Helmet went flying off for De Leon, a look on MILB TV. That's a nice
flow
low there.
He's got the flow.
And then the oven mitt on the right side as he picks up the helmet and walks back. Also the eye black, too.
You know,
veins popping, tattoos flying.
It's very very Pedro Martinez-esque.
A little bit, yeah,
haircut.
Back in his prime.
You know, back in his prime, you're talking 0-4 Red Sox where he had that curly, longer hair. 0-1, first to pick off the first. Framie's back in there with a head first slide. 1-0, the Fred Nats lead, home half of five. McCalvany's 0-for-1, he struck out swinging. Davis glances behind his left shoulder, brings it to the belt, and picks off the first again. They're worried about Framie. He's in there safely. But Calvity still has to wait.
And obviously, tried to run earlier in the AB. You're always going to be worried about somebody with the speed of Framie De Leon.
Sure. Davis once more, peering down to home plate. Brings it the 0-1. A breaking ball misses inside. De Leon was taken off. Throw down to second, not in time. A stolen bag.
I'll tell you what a tag by Marcus Brown, too, on the flip
Swift.
Side. Swiped it down. It was close as De Leon loses the helmet again. Wonder if we could see. Yeah, here's the replay on MILB TV. That was bang, bang.
I think he beat it.
I think he's in there. It's close.
Marcus Brown thought otherwise. And now a new pearl for Davis on the bump. Davis. Now all of a sudden, after a couple of full counts, a walk, he's up to 60 pitches, just 35 of them for strikes. One ball and a strike for McAlvany. It's on the way. Fastball down and away, 2-1.
I like Liam Carroll wanting to run here, too. You have yet to scratch across a run. Trying to make something happen, play a little bit more small ball, if you will. McAlvany, then Stanley Tucker.
2-1. Swinging a number left side, charging ahead, Cruz. He gloves, fakes to second, fires to first for out number two. What a play by Armando Cruz.
And to have the time, knowing he had the time, too, to fake a flip back to second base.
That's a big league internal clock, if you will.
Yeah. All right, De Leon was barely off the bag in second. There's going to be no play there.
No.
And a good read by Framie De Leon, too.
He made it look good, though.
He did. Yeah, it was pretty smooth by Armando Cruz.
Two gone, runner off a second for the Sox. They trail at 1-0. Here's Stanley Tucker in the 9-hole from the right side. Fastball strikes the inner corner, 0-1. Stanley Tucker, 22-year-old out of Texas A&M, one of the leaders inside the clubhouse for the Sox. He grounded out to short his first time up. Bottom of the order has kept Cruz busy.
Yes.
That's for sure. 0-1. He swings, lifts it foul, into the seats right side.
It's into
the second deck of the suites there.
Really? Really? Well, I still can't believe we were that close to a foul ball. I legitimately thought that was coming in the booth.
You almost
that,
had your
that foul
your
ball
John
earlier
Sterling
was about
moment.
Yeah, it was about 2 feet, 2 to 3 feet above.
No balls, two strikes for Tucker, the pitch. He swings and misses, brought him to a knee with the 84-mile-an-hour slider down and away. And the Sox strain a runner in scoring position again. They trail it 1-0. We go to the sixth after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the sixth in Salem, 1-0 the Nationals on top. Roy Blanco on the bump for the Sox, now entering his second full inning of work. To this point, he's pitched 1 2/3. Roy Blanco, 20-year-old righty for the Red Sox. He's now struck out one heading into the top of the sixth inning, ready to face off against 4-5-6 in the batting order. Brandon Pimentel, Royce Marquintana, and Sammy Infante. Well, Pimentel's been a dangerous bat all season long and all series long, coming off of a 2-for-4 outing last night with a pair of singles. He leads the Carolina League in runs batted in with 52, hitting .277 with 4 home runs. From the left side, Pimentel digs in. Righty on lefty matchup. Blanco nods no, finally signals yes, and brings it home the first pitch. A breaking ball tapped right back up the middle. Blanco gloves, fires to first in time for out number one. The Red Sox, they are lights out when it comes to fielding their position off the bump, Carter.
Yeah, they absolutely are, especially as of late. And again, efficiency, too. One pitch, one out against a dangerous bat in Pimentel. Raimon Blanco continues to deal. Nobody warming up at the pen. It's his game for now. And now Quintana's turn.
Race Mark Quintana. He scored the lone run of the day for the Fred Nats. First pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Right over the heart of the plate. It's 0-1. He walked to lead off the second inning. After a base hit, another walk, and then a run-scoring walk by Murphy Staley, he was the one that came in to score. 0-1. He swings, towers it into straightaway center field. Very playable for Nellie Taylor. Three steps to his left, and he makes the catch for out number two. Quick work here by Raimon Blanco in the sixth after a 1-2-3 inning in the fifth.
Yes, very quick. Two up, two down so far, and that's been a theme. Not only tonight, but all series long, really. And now you got a Sammy Infante. And hey, if you can retire him here, what, that's, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that would be 6 straight retired, 7 straight.
First pitch to Infante, a slider down and out, the count 1-0. Infante so far tonight, base hit in the second, one of just 2 Fred Nat knocks. He also struck out, he's 1-for-2. Blanco from the belt. Winds and fires, 1-0. Fastball runs high, it's 2-0. Sammy Infante, the 22-year-old out of Florida, the second-round compensatory pick in 2020 to the Nationals. Righty on righty, two gone, top of six, the 2-0. Breaking ball misses down and in. All of a sudden, Infante's way ahead, 3-0. Fonte back in Fredericksburg for his third stint after scuffling a little bit earlier this year in Wilmington at the high A level. Here's the 2-1. He swings, chops it left side. Gloved on, two hops by Alcantara. Throw to first on a rope for out number three. Three up, three down in the fifth and the sixth for Raimon Blanco. The Sox still trail it 1-0. We go to the home half of six after this on a Firework Friday here in Salem.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the sixth on a Firework Friday in Salem. 1-0, the Nationals on top of the new pitcher on the hill. Mason Denneberg, the 24-year-old, 6'4", righty out of Cape Canaveral, Florida. He toes the rubber, decked out in the road navy blues tonight for the Fred Nats, and he's ready to face off against the top of the order for the Red Sox, Antonio Anderson, Brooks Brannan, and Nellie Taylor Jr. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you on a Firework Friday. Denneberg so far this season has pitched 39 and a third innings, a 5-1 win-loss record with a 3.89 earned run average. Appearing in 24 total games, including Tuesday's series opener. Antonio Anderson goes first pitch swinging, skies it out to shallow left underneath it, Quintana, and he makes the catch for out number one just like that.
Denneberg's second appearance in the series, too. Former first-round pick all the way back in 2018 for the Washington Nationals. Battled some injuries. Didn't really pitch until 2021. Or 22, rather, with the Fredericksburg Nationals. And had a nice season here so far.
Here's Brooks Brandon from the right side. First pitch, he chops it left side. Charging ahead, it's Staley. The third baseman gathers, throws high to first. It's in time for out number two. So you go Anderson and Brandon swinging at the first pitch. You blink and there's two gone to the home half of the sixth. And the Sox just have not gotten the bats going, Carter. Just three hits. They've yet to be on the board. They trail it just 1-0.
Yes, and Denneberg back on Tuesday. A scoreless inning in relief and an eventual loss for the Fredericksburg Nationals. And final line on the right-hander, Mark Davis. I'll let you get the pitch in here.
Here's Nellie Taylor, first offering. Fastball down and away, 1-0.
5 innings, 2 hits, no runs. 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. Season ERA is down to 2.96.
Not bad. Not bad at all. 1-0. Check swing. Pitch called a strike anyways. Fetterman, 85-mile-an-hour slider that came back in. And it evens it up 1-1. Nellie Taylor, 31 RBI on the season. The 1-1. Breaking ball runs outside. 2-1. Walked earlier tonight in the fourth. Made it all the way to third on a pickoff attempt that got away. He was stranded there. 2-1. Misses way outside with a breaking ball. 3-1. He also flew out to center field. So he's 0-for-1 with that walk. Up for the third time. First time against Denneberg. 3-1. He swings, chops it, foul right side. What you got?
So they're getting the shots on MILB TV. So I guess Tyler from Tyler the Amazing Balance Act is just walking around the ballpark balancing random stuff right now. So he's balancing a stroller. So if you're watching on the stream, you're seeing what he's doing all around the park. The people behind him are probably like, oh, my gosh, I want to see the game. But no, this is great. Very talented guy. Did a great job here in Salem.
Two gone, 3 balls, 2 strikes for Nellie Taylor. The payoff pitch. He swings, rockets it right side, down for a base hit. 2-out single. Nellie Taylor, can this get the Sox going here in the sixth inning?
Yeah, 4th hit for Salem. Again, Fredericksburg just has 2. But those 3 walks in the second are what killed the Red Sox. And now you go to the heart of the order after the 2-out single from Marvin Alcantara. It feels kind of due for one here today.
There's Marvin Alcantara from the right side. Hitless today, but one of the hottest bats in the lineup throughout the last couple of weeks. Pick off the first. Nellie Taylor back in there with his right hand back to the bag in time. Alcantara still awaiting the first pitch. Marvin Alcantara, 2 homers, 29 RBI. And he eyes up a fastball on the outside corner for strike one. Alcantara, the 19-year-old out of La Victoria in Venezuela. 0-1. Check swing, throw down to first. And back in there with his right foot is Nellie Taylor. Alcantara hitting above 300 in the month of June, as high as 323 last week, after 229 in May and 149 in April. So just consistently getting better. The 1-1. This is down and in with a fastball, 2-1. Coming into the series in his last 5 games, he was hitting 316, 6-for-19 altogether with 5 RBI. Multi-hit games Friday and Saturday last week. Pick off the first. Nellie Taylor back in there. They're worried about him.
Yeah, and rightfully so. And also, I want to correct myself. The scoreboard says 4 hits. Salem only has 3 hits on the day. Because Nellie Taylor's base hit was Salem's first hit since the second inning. Andy Lugo's single.
2-1. Breaking ball misses up and away. 3-1.
Andy Lugo a base hit. Brooks Brandon a base hit. Nellie Taylor Jr. a base hit. First since the second inning. And only the third base runner since.
Denneberg in the stretch gathers the 3-1. Chop foul into the seats right side. All of a sudden a full count for Marvin Alcantara. This right here just feels like one of the bigger pitches of the game at this point.
Yes.
3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 gone. A runner on for the Sox in the bottom of the sixth. They trail it 1-0. Denneberg deals, payoff, runner goes. It's chopped back behind home plate. Alcantara fights it off to stay alive, a breaking ball that was well outside.
So 3 hits for Salem, 2 for the Frednats. It has not exactly been a hit fest today, but that's okay. Like, you know, you can trade it off and have your pitcher's duels like we've seen here recently in Salem.
Payoff again. He swings, ropes it right side, past the diving glove of Pimentel, rolling down the right field line. Nellie Taylor waved around third. The throw home cut off. He dives, and he scores. We're tied at one in the sixth. RBI single, Marvin Alcantara.
Nellie Taylor just scored from first on a single. And it was perfect, too. He was going to be released from first on the play with the count of 3-2. And with Pimentel playing behind the back, he was not hugging the line anymore. Should he have been, that may be a play that he makes. Nonetheless, it rolls into the corner, and with Nellie Taylor Jr.'s speed, he was always going to score.
From the left side now, Nathaniel Uten. A pick off to first. Alcantara gets back in there safely. And we got a brand new ball game on a Friday night in Salem. The Sox are on the board. It's 1-1 with two gone in the home half of the sixth. The pitch, he swings and misses on a breaking ball. Runner goes. Throw down to second. Not in time. Alcantara with another stolen base for the Sox.
Oh, now you got the potential go-ahead run in scoring position. You knew the ice was going to break at some point. And Nellie Taylor Jr. now, or rather, Nathaniel Uten. Big opportunity.
0-1. He chops it right side. Pimentel waits for it, gathers it, and he steps on first base for out number three. But the Red Sox put one on the board and tie us at one in the home half of the sixth. We go to the seventh with a brand new ball game. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball all season long on MILB TV. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the seventh on a Firework Friday here in Salem, all tied up with a brand new game at one apiece. Roy Montblanco on the bump for the Sox. He sat him down 1-2-3 in the fifth and the sixth. Six up, six down. The last two innings of work for Blanco, and he's ready to go for the seventh. Two up for the Nationals, the bottom of the order. Marcus Brown, Caleb Farmer, and Nick Peoples. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you, whether you're listening on MILB.com or you're joining us visually on MILB TV. Carter, jam-packed ballpark, and this one has not disappointed. A pitcher's duel. It's been a fun one all the way throughout.
Yes, it absolutely has. And now, get into the latter portion of the ball game. Who's going to come through late? That's been the big question all week long.
First pitch to Brown. He lays down a bunt that trickles foul right side. It's 0-1. Second time this series, we've seen Marcus Brown try and bunt the ball. And you wonder why. He has such great hitting ability. And the former Big 12 champ out of Oklahoma State. He faces an 0-1 count from the left side. Ready on lefty matchup. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Quickly 0-2.
And Marcus Brown, you know, I understand why the Fred Nuts would want to try and lay one down there to start the inning. You see how far Antonio Anderson's playing off the bag at third. Get one started.
0-2 hammered into the gap, right center field, chasing underneath it, Nathaniel Uten, and it's over his head. One hops to the wall. Marcus Brown loses his helmet at second, stops there with a stand-up leadoff double in the seventh. The Fred Nats in business, back and forth in this heavyweight fight.
Well, that's Marcus Brown saying, how dare you try and butt double into the right center field gap. And all of a sudden, you want the shutdown frame if you're Blanco in the Red Sox. Nobody loosening up in the Salem pen. So it is his frame for now, but this is, if you're the Red Sox, a zero you definitely want to post.
Gave him a curveball that just caught way too much of the plate. Here's Caleb Farmer from the right side to pitch. And he skies this one foul right side into the seats. 0-1. Farmer, so far today, he has been up twice. He's walked twice. Stranded once at first in the fourth, stranded at second in the second. Part of that bases loaded jam. Runner off of second, nobody out, the 0-1. Breaking ball misses high and in, 1-1. Well, you got the bottom of the order up for the Frednats with Farmer and Peoples. Then you turn it back to the top with Staley, Elijah Green. 1-1 to Farmer. He turns away from a breaking ball high and in, and it's 2-1. Coming into today, and it has played out because they have just three hits. But coming into today, in 23 games in the month of June, the Frednats are hitting for just 2.8 runs a game. The 2-1. This is high with a fastball, 3-1. That's second worst in the league behind only the Augusta Green Jackets. They've scored only one tonight. Their lone win in the series, a 4-2 win. They've been scoreless on both Tuesday and Thursday. 3-1 pitch. Swinging a tipper into the mitt of McCalvany. Fills it up 3-2. Another feeling in which this could be a tide-turning type pitch as Blanco has a runner off a second with nobody out in the seventh. He winds and fires the payoff. Breaking ball misses high. He walked him. First and second for the Frednats.
At least it sets up a ground ball.
Double play in
double
effect.
Play ball would be crucial for the Salem Red Sox.
Seen him turn three this week. Two in a game on Tuesday.
Yes. Well, and if Peoples reaches, go back to the top of the order now.
I'll tell you one thing Caleb Farmer does. You want to talk money ball? He gets on base.
He does get on base.
Up three times, that's three walks. Here's Peoples from the left side. A strikeout and a ground out today. First and second, nobody out. Blanco deals, first pitch. Fastball, simmers inside, misses the zone, 1-0. Nick Peoples, can he come through for the Frednats? They've kind of been looking for a hero all week and nobody has stepped up to the plate. On the other side, the Sox have had theirs, 1-0. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, evens it up 1-1. You look at Noah Dean yesterday for the Sox. He deals five scoreless with 10 strikeouts. He's a hero. Antonio Anderson has had a handful of big hits. The birthday boy today turns 19. 1-1. Fastball runs high, it's 2-1. Nizan Zanatello came through with a big run scoring double on Tuesday. Was in the fifth inning. First and second, nobody out, 1-1 game in the seventh. 2-1 to Peoples. Swing and a miss, got him in front of a breaking ball, and the count 2-2.
Strikeout also would be massive for Raymond Blanco. Sets up a double play ball for the top of the order, and one swing away from getting out of the jam.
Two balls, two strikes. Blanco hoists, swing, and a tipper into the mitt of McCalvany on a breaking ball. He struck him out for out number one in the seventh.
That's big time for Raymond Blanco.
Just his second strikeout.
Yes, just his second strikeout. Still just one hit, but the two walks have certainly come to bite a little bit. Here's Matt Wheeler coming out and having a conversation.
So what is this conversation here as Wheeler comes out?
Taking his temperature on where he's at. I mean, he's thrown 44 pitches. Nobody loosening up in the bullpen right now. Juan Rivera's down there. You see a little bit of stretching from Luis Talavera, sure. Number 41 in the red. Taking his temperature, see where he's at. Saying ground ball double play. I think that's the big two things at this point. Blanco's somebody who typically can go four or five innings in relief, but does have a higher pitch count for three frames and, you know, also has to realize the situation with the double play ball in effect.
No. Jam-packed crowd tonight. The Sox trying to give them a show. They tied the ball game with a run in the sixth. RBI single for Marvin Alcantara scored a running Nelly Taylor, who was already taking off from first. We're evened up at one apiece. First and second with one gone in the seventh for the Nats. Top of the order, Murphy Staley from the right side. First pitch. He swings and misses. 85-mile-an-hour slider. 0-1. Staley tonight. An RBI walk in the second. With the bases loaded, he brought in a run. He's also struck out and flown out to left field. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball. Misses just inside. 1-1 the count.
Good pitch from Blanco. And the pitch that you want to induce a double play ball. Breaking ball low and edge. Forcing a ground ball. Staley stays off of it.
Blanco glances to second, fires 1-1. Misses down and away, and it's 2-1.
Well, you don't want to get, you probably will, bar the double play ball. But Elijah Green waits on deck and, you know, had that struggle some start to the week. But today, the single and then lace one to Marvin Alcantara that he caught back in the fifth.
Two balls and a strike, first and second. The pitch, fastball runs high. Good stop by McCalvin. All of a sudden, 3-1, a walk loads him. And that's the last thing you want if you're the Sox here in the top of the seventh in a 1-1 game. Blanco with his right arm hanging over his left knee. Gathers at the belt. Kicks and deals, 3-1. Fastball hammered, left side, past the diving glove of Antonio Anderson. It's going to score some. Marcus Brown comes in to score. Caleb Farmer stops at third. Throw into second, not in time. RBI double for Murphy Staley, his first hit of the night. Just the fourth hit of the evening for the Fred Nats. They take a 2-1 lead.
And the first hit of the series for the rehabbing Murphy Staley. Big time double down the left field line, taking the 2-1 lead. And now you're in all sorts of trouble. Second and third, one down. Infield's going to come in for the middle of the order, and Elijah Green.
Elijah Green with a hit back in the first. He stole second. He's grounded out and lined out since. First pitch. He eyes up a fastball high and in, 1-0. Sixth best prospect in the Washington Nationals organization. Fifth overall pick back in 2022 in the first round. Second and third, one gone, the 1-0. Fastball swing and a miss, down and in, it's 1-1. Infield playing slightly in for the Sox, not completely all the way in, but certainly not out. Blanco nods, gathers at the holster, hoists the 1-1, breaking ball, swing and a miss, high and away. Green's down 1-2, he leads the league in strikeouts.
Yeah, you'd like to see one here. Strikeout would be ginormous to keep this a one-run game.
And Green calls time as one of the top prospects in the Washington Nationals organization. One of the biggest spots of the series up to this point. Second and third, one gone, a 2-1 lead in the top of the seventh. One ball, two strikes. Blanco deals. Breaking ball. This is just high end.
I thought the same thing. He leaned back there.
Arredondo kind of came back like this, the home plate umpire.
It did miss, according to TrackMan.
Yeah,
so he's correct.
It's the right call, but he almost rang him up. He thought about it for a second. Two balls, two strikes for Green. Blanco brings it home. Fastball, this is cranked out into left field, down in front of Tucker for a base hit. Coming in to score, it's Farmer. Staley right behind him. Two-run scoring single for Elijah Green. After his first hit of the series came in the first, he now has his second, and it propels the Nationals in front. It's 4-1.
Yeah, three spot in the seventh, and here comes Liam Carroll, as that would do it for Raymond Blanco. Now all of a sudden you trail by three, and I think Luis Talavera is going to come into this ball game.
Well, you had to think it was only a matter of time before a guy like Elijah Green was going to get going, right? I understand the high strikeout rates at 52% and everything like that, but when you're a top five pick it's only a matter of time before you start to figure things out a
sure.
little bit. And on a Friday night, he's doing just that. Now 2 for 4. Puts 2 runs on the board, a 3-piece in the 7th. The Nationals lead it 4-1. New pitcher on the hill when we return for the Red Sox. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the 7th here in Salem with one out and a 3-piece has been scored for the Fredericksburg Nationals. 4-1 they lead it. New arm on the hill for the Sox. The day is done for Roy Montblanco and the damage has been done as Luis Talavera is going to be tasked with getting the final 2 outs here in the 7th inning. Elijah Green stands on first after his 2-run scoring base hit, his 2nd of the night. Luis Talavera, the 22-year-old righty, out of Maracay in Venezuela. Armando Cruz from the right side. A pickoff to first and a head first slide for the 6th best prospect in the Nationals organization. He's safe. And Armando will have to wait for the first pitch. 4-1, the Nationals on top. 3 runs have scored in the top of the 7th inning. First pitch to Cruz. Runner goes. Pitch misses inside. It gets away from McCalvity. Cruz slides into second, and because of the slide, he doesn't have enough time to run to third. Otherwise, he probably could have taken 2. But the runner is in scoring position with just 1 gone.
Well, now you really got to stop the bleeding if you're Talavera and the Red Sox. Single here would make this a 5-1 ball game, and that's with the way the offense has kind of sputtered throughout the week, that would be a little bit of a tough hill to up climb.
1 ball, no strikes for Cruz, the pitch. Fastball, he ducks underneath it, high it in. That's back-to-back pitches that almost hit Cruz. And it's 2-0.
Yeah, just got away there for Talavera. Cruz was a little bit slow getting up. But just merely got away. Here's the replay, MILB TV, if you're watching at home.
Talavera looking in. Brings home the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Took him downstairs with the breaking ball. It's 2-1. Armando Cruz 0-for-3 tonight. A line out, a fly out, and a ground out to short. But a pickle here if you're Luis Talavera coming into a situation with 1 gone and a runner now on 2nd. 2-1. This is down and away with a breaking ball. 3-1. Luis Talavera started the season on the injured list for the Red Sox. Pitched 1 game. Down in Fort Myers in the Florida Complex League, going just 2 innings, gave up 1 run and a walk, struck out 2 batters. 3 balls and a strike here, the pitch. Cranked foul, left side on a breaking ball. It's 3-2. Then came up to Salem, pitched 1 game on the 22nd against Augusta last weekend. Went 1 2/3, gave up a hit. Hit a batter as well, walked 1. Did not strike anybody out. Still looking to get it going, right? That's kind of what happens when you're coming back from being banged up. You're a little behind the 8-ball compared to everybody else. But made for moments like this. Payoff pitch to Cruz. Fastball, hammered foul, left side.
Same spot, foul territory, too. Look at that ball, right on the foul line. Yeah. Just happened, too, the previous pitch, which was where the holdup was.
Making the Sox work out of the bullpen here. That is Diego Valoria.
Yeah, that's Diego Valoria down there on the development list.
Yeah. Well, Cruz digs back in. You're just joining us here in Salem. Top of the seventh inning, 4-1, Fred Nats lead it. Three balls, two strikes, runner off a second. The pitch, he swings, sends a line drive down the left field line, and it's foul by about 8 feet.
And Valori just made the catch. How about that?
Well, getting his work in today.
He's, look at him now. He's waiting on the top step of the bullpen. He's not leaving that spot with Cruz at the dish.
Cruz continues to pull him out towards the Red Sox bullpen. Talavera nods yes in the stretch. Peers to home plate, glances to second. The payoff pitch. Fastball hit into the air off the hands, sailing toward the Roanoke Times Pavilion. It's foul. We'll do it all over again. What an at-bat for Armando Cruz.
Great at-bat for the 26th best prospect in the Nationals organization.
Now the work cut out for the Sox offensively, but it starts on the mound. Payoff once again. Swing and a miss. He got him. Hit him with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball down and away. I think Cruz was sitting on a breaking ball, and he just blew it past him. Two gone.
Yeah, tried to do everything he could to get a piece of it, and he did. Tip it into the mid of McKelvey, but yeah. Great at bat for Armando Cruz. You can see the smile there. Just got beat on that pitch by Luis Talavera.
He knew it, too. That's one of those tip your cap moments as Pimentel chops to the left side of the infield. It's gloved by Anderson. Fire to first is there for out number three. Well, it took a minute, but Luis Talavera ends up getting the final two outs without giving up a run with a runner on second. But the Fred Nats strike with a three-piece in the top of the seventh. They lead it 4-1, and we go to the home half of the seventh after this. You're listening to Red Sox baseball all season long on MILB TV.
Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park, the Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Bill Howell.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the seventh and a firework Friday in Salem. We're throwing t-shirts out of the broadcast booth. It's 4-1, the Nationals on top of the Red Sox after scoring three in the top of the seventh. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you, whether you're listening on MILB.com or tuned in on MILB TV. Sox ready to go 6-7-8 in the batting order, looking to get these bats going. It's Andy Lugo, Framie DeLeon, and Daniel McCalvin. Andy Lugo eyes up a fastball. Finds the zone on the outer half, and it's 0-1 off the right arm of Mason Denneberg in his second inning of work. He deals 0-1. Ooh, this hit him on the ankle. Well, that'll get you going if you're the Sox. A hit by pitch on just the second pitch to Andy Lugo. Nobody out, runner on first, taking one for the team.
Yeah, I think he'll take the free base runner, absolutely. Get things going for the bottom half of the order. Also, back to that t-shirt toss. We got to throw 8 t-shirts out today. Now, we each gave one of our own to Wild Bill, as we call Will Howell. Helps out behind the scenes. The troublesome part is we each threw it at the same guy.
Framie DeLeon chops the first one foul, and it's 0-1.
At the same time. One I missed way too short. The other two were pretty much right on the money, but at the same guy. So he didn't catch either one, and it ended up deflecting off of him on either side, and somebody else got it.
I know, I felt bad.
And then somebody in the suite to our left got one today, too.
Did they?
Yeah, he leaned over, and I kind of side-armed him.
Good, I'm glad we hooked him up. 0-1. He swings, lifts it off the hands into right center, and underneath it, Elijah Green gathers it head high for out number one.
Elijah Green has played a nice outfield. Now, he did have the tough one yesterday where he misjudged that ball.
He did. Soared over his head.
Correct. On the Juan Montero RBI triple, actually misjudged about as poorly as you can, but he plays a nice center field overall, and he got to that ball easily.
Well, there's one gone and a runner off of first for Daniel McCalvany, 4-1. The Nats on top of the Sox. Pick off the first and a head first slide. Sees Lugo back in there. Lugo was hit by the second pitch of the inning on the left ankle. Denneberg from the belt. He deals. And McCalvany eyes up a fastball on the outside corner, 0-1. Jam-packed park. Firework Friday. It's nights like this that the summer is made of. Carl.
Yes.
0-1. Breaking ball, hit foul, left side. Nothing at 2. Vibes are immaculate this week, and really the last month. Sox have been hot, playing terrific baseball. They're 4-2 in the second half. 0-2. This is down and away with a slider. 1-2.
And we knew this series was going to be very competitive because these two teams actually are very even.
Yeah.
You have your top-tier guys. You have your pretty good pitching staffs as a whole.
0-2 rocketed down the left field line, foul.
And it wouldn't shock me if these two were the ones. I want to hear this attendance number real fast. 6,799, which is a sellout here at Salem.
6,799.
First sellout of the season at Salem.
Biggest crowd of the year in 2024. First pitch. Swing and a miss. First pitch. Sometimes it'll happen.
It will happen from time to time.
That's Denneberg's first strikeout on the bump for the Fred Nats. Now there's two gone to the home half of the second with a runner off of first for the Sox. Here's Stanley Tucker from the right side in the nine hole. Looking to just get something going, right? Only 4 hits on the day for the Red Sox. First pitch. And Tucker eyes up a breaking ball in her half for a strike. It's 0-1.
So first sellout of the season. And quite frankly, the atmosphere at the ballpark's been very good. Like, it's one of those where you go to a big league game and any ball hit off the crack of the bat.
There's oohs and ahs just like that. A line drive to straightaway center and a hip-high catch on the run for Elijah Green.
That could not have been more perfectly teed up right there.
There you go. No doubt. Well, the Sox have Andy Lugo hit by a pitch to lead things off, but he's left at first as they're sat down 1-2-3 after that with 2 flyouts and a strikeout. Sox are in trouble. They trail it 4-1 as we go to the 8th in Salem. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball all season long on MLB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the 8th on a Firework Friday here in Salem. 4-1, the Nats on top of the Sox. And ready to take you the rest of the way on the play-by-play. The best partner a guy could ask for, Mr. Carter Hill. Carter?
Well, the first pitch is grounded third baseside. Antonio Anderson throws the first, and it's in time for out number one.
Got you going early.
Smooth toss there. Yeah. 5-3 put out, one up, one down.
They just want to go home tonight.
They
this do. Game is soaring by.
So Royce Marquintana led off the frame. Bounced out on the 5-3 putout. And here's Sammy Infante now, the designated hitter. 1-for-3 on the day. He digs in from the right side. Luis Talavera on the bump. First pitch. Fastball misses high and outside. And the count starts at 1-0. Yeah, alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in. 1-0 misses high and in. Moves the count to 2-0. Wherever you may be tuning in on your Friday evening. Game 4 of 6 in this 6-game set between the Fred Nets and the Red Sox. 2-0 from the mound. He swings and lines it left side. It's through for a base hit. Sammy Infante now 2-for-4. He's got a one-out single. And here's Marcus Brown.
I just got a good piece of that. Going with the pitch, 95-mile-an-hour fastball down it in. And pulls it 106 off the bat. One-out single.
Sox trail it 4-1, top half of the eighth. The Fred Nets have 6 hits. Salem has 4. First pitch to Brown, misses in the dirt. And the count starts at a ball and no strikes. Marcus Brown on the deck. 1-for-3. A pop-up, a bounce out, and a two-backer. A double back in the seventh. Luis Talavera from the stretch kicks and deals. Wave and a miss. Evens up the count at 1-1. In the 7-0 for the Fredericksburg Nationals. The Fred Nets got one in the top of the second. That's where we remained until the sixth, and that was when Marvin Alcantara stepped up to the plate. 1-1, winds and fires, runner off from first, misses inside, and the double clutch by Danny McAlvany will cost him a throw to second. Stolen bag for Infante, and a potential fifth run is now in scoring position. Marvin Alcantara comes up in the bottom of the sixth. It's an RBI single that actually scored Nellie Taylor Jr. all the way from first. He had the speed, one, and two, he was running on the pitch with it being 3-2. 2-1. Misses high and in. No check down. Caught a strike inside corner. Marcus Brown did not appreciate the call as he twists his head in disgust. Evens up the count of 2-2. Caleb Farmer, starting catcher, is on deck. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Long looking from Talavera. He winds and fires. Misses high and tight. And the count fills up 3-2. Daniel McAlvany saying, hey, calm it down. Deep breath. Slow things down. Sox trying to keep this at 4-1. And then the Fred Nets got 3. That was in the top of the 7th. Brown was a big reason why. 3-2. He swings and nubs it foul off his front foot. And he stays alive as he hits the deck. Yeah, back to that top of the 7th. Murphy Staley, RBI double. Elijah Green, 2-run single. And here's the replay on MILB TV. And hit right off the front shin of Marcus Brown as he continues to shake it off. Not a fun feeling if you're Brown, the former Oklahoma State Cowboy.
Not at all.
Bounce out in a single to start the frame. The Red Sox need to limit the Fred Nets here. Keep this a 3-run ball game with 6 outs to work with on the offensive side. 3-2. He winds and fires. He swings, bounces right side. On to hops Daly on. He throws to first, and it's in time for out number 2. Infante moves to third. And there's 2 down for Caleb Farmer, now the catcher. Caleb Farmer has had an interesting day.
Three walks.
Hasn't taken the bat off the shoulder. 1-for-4 so far in the series. Had a single yesterday. First pitch, misses low and in, and a beautiful block behind the dish by Daniel McAlvany. Count starts at a ball and no strikes. Nick Peoples waits on deck just in case. Top of the lineup will be due up for the Red Sox in the home after the 8th. 1-0, he kicks and deals, and he misses low and away. 2 balls, no strikes. Went fastball at 94 to Luis Talavera. On for his second appearance back here at the single-A level. Pitched in 28 games here a season ago. Started the year on the injured list. 2-0. Called a strike. Outer half of the knees. 2 balls and a strike. Rehabbed in the FCL back here in Salem after he had that sub-5 ERA in 2023 with the Red Sox. 2-1, curls and unfurls. He swings and chops it. Third base side. It trickles foul. And it evens up the count at 2-2. sets up a big-time pitch here for Talavera, who also appeared in four games with the Red Sox in 2022. 22-year-old out of Venezuela. Off a third, Sammy Infante, the 2-2. Breaking ball misses low and in, and the count runs full. First base is open. Don't think you want to continue the inning here. Nobody warming up in the Sox pen. 3-2. He swings and drubs it foul, third base side. Farmer spoils it and stays alive. And a really nice AB as well. Seen a couple of those here today. This will be pitch number 8. Farmer's first, or rather fourth plate appearance of the day. 6 hits for the Fred Nats. The Salem Red Sox have 4. And have not picked up one since the Marvin Alcantara RBI single back in the 6th. Brooks Brennan, Andy Lugo, Nelly Taylor, Marvin Alcantara with a base hit. 3-2. He swings and pops it up foul down the right field line. And Farmer stays alive. And a nice play by a fan there. Top of the upper deck down the first baseline. The crowd is really not loud with fireworks coming up.
No.
At the conclusion of the contest. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Infante off at third. He winds and fires. Misses low and in. And there's ball 4. 2 out walk is Caleb Farmer. Has walked 4 times today.
Wow.
And here's Nick Peoples, the right fielder.
That's something.
Peoples is 0-for-3. 2 strikeouts and a bounce out. Back in the 4th. He reaches top of the order. We'll dig in for the Fred Nats. Infante down at 3rd. Farmer's off of 1st. First pitch from Talavera. And it just misses high and in. Went fastball on the first pitch, and the count starts at a ball with no strikes. Game 4 of this 6-game set. Back in action tomorrow at 6:05. 1-0, Wyans fires. Runner off from 1st. It misses outside, and no throw down to 2nd as Caleb Farmer tried to get into a rundown, stopping halfway through. He ends up just walking to the bag. And counts 2-0 on Peoples, 2nd and 3rd, 2 down. Two balls, no strikes. He kicks and deals. He swings, lines it right center field. It's down for a base hit. 1 run scores. Here comes Farmer. It's a 2-run single off the bat of Nick Peoples. And the Fred Nats lead it 6-1. That is a backbreaker there for the Salem Red Sox.
That feels like one of those nails in the coffin, so to speak.
So a 2 spot here in the 8th. And back to the top we go for the rehabbing Murphy Staley. 1-for-3 day for him. A walk and a double. A ribby double. Back in the 7th. First pitch. Wave and a miss. Got the slider. It's nothing in walk. Murphy Staley broke his hamate bone to start the year. Playing for High A Wilmington. Now just coming back. A 1. Called a strike. Inside corner at the knees. Who's the count to nothing and 2? And you would think fairly soon he'll be going back up to the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Who, by the way, spent a long time in the Carolina League. 0-2, runner off from 1st. It misses outside. Throw down to 2nd. Will be not in time. A dart from Daniel McKelvey, but a tad bit late as Peoples has a stolen base. And the count's 1-2. There is starting to be a little bit of stirring in the Salem bullpen. Off a 2nd, Peoples. Here's the 1-2. He curls and unfurls, and he swings and tips it foul third base side. Staley stays alive. So a typical member of the High A Wilmington Blue Rocks down here in Fredericksburg for his 4th appearance on rehab after starting in the FCL and trying to work his way back. 7 hits now for the Fred Nats, 4 for the Red Sox. 1-2, breaking ball in the dirt. Evens up the count at 2-2. Salem, 4-0 winners on Tuesday. 4-2 losers on Wednesday, and they win again last night 4-0. Taking 2 of the first 3. And are 4-2 to start the second half of play in the Carolina League. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Kicks and deals, and he swings and chops it foul, third base side. will reset and do it all over again. In a matchup that should be back and forth, the Fredericksburg Nationals and Salem Red Sox, who met 24 times last year, they met for the first time on June 25th this year. An anomaly. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Winds and fires. He swings and lifts it into left. Right there, Stanley Tucker. And he makes the catch for out number three. But the Fred Nats get two. Two-run single off the bat of Nick Peoples. And to the home half of the eighth, we go in Salem. 6-1. Fredericksburg on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 6-1, the Fred Nats on top of the Salem Red Sox in game four of this six-game set. Folks, at Javon Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Friday evening. Top of the order for the Red Sox, 1-2-3. Antonio Anderson, Brooks Brannan, and Nelly Taylor Jr. trying to spark a rally, trailing by five. First pitch from Merrick Baldo. Winds and fires, and he misses high and outside. Count starts at 1-0. Baldo, the new arm on the bump for the Fred Nats. Right-hander out of New York, 1-0. He swings and rips it foul down the third baseline. Evens up the count at 1-1. So mention out of New York City, New York, New York. 23-year-old named Baldo, 1-1. Called a strike inside corner of the knees. Quickly, 1-2. 17th round pick a season ago by the Washington Nationals at a Loyola Marymount. 1-2, Hawaiians and fires. Wave and a miss. He got him, strike three. So Anderson now 0-for-4. And here's Brooks Brannan, the designated hitter. 0-1 record for Baldo. 4.71 ERA. This is his 23rd appearance. Does have three saves, so a typical back-ended reliever. 28 and two-thirds innings pitched. 33 strikeouts. First pitch, breaking ball caught a strike outside corner. Count starts at nothing and one. And now 34 Ks to just 9 walks. Final two frames could be his. 0-1. Wave and a miss. Beautiful breaking ball. Moves the count to nothing and two. Brannan, the designated hitter out of just outside of Winston-Salem, is 1-for-3 with a single. 0-2. Swing, get a miss. He got him, strike three. Went with the same pitch at 81 on the black, and there's two down. Two up, two down via the K, and here's Nelly Taylor Jr., the center fielder. Nelly's 1-for-2. Single pop up and a walk. First pitch from Baldo. And it misses low and outside. One ball and no strikes. Nelly Taylor Jr. One ball, no strikes. Winds, fires, skips in the dirt. And it moves the count to 2-0. Two down here in the home half of the eighth. The Fred Nats hit it 6-1 over the Salem Red Sox. Just in case, Marvin Alcantara is on deck. 2-0, he swings and rips it into left center. To his right is Elijah Green with plenty of room and makes the catch at high for out number three. Three up, three down, go the Red Sox. And to the ninth we go in Salem. 6-1. The Sox trail. We'll step aside. Okay, come right back. You're listening and watching to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the ninth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 6-1, the Fredericksburg Nationals with the 5-run advantage over the Salem Red Sox. Nathaniel Cruz will toe the rubber for the Red Sox in the top half of the ninth, making his 19th appearance of the season. He's 4-3 with a 4.94 ERA, 27 and a third innings pitched, 22 strikeouts to 50 walks, which has been the issue at times throughout the season. 2-3-4 goes in the Nationals' order. Elijah Green, Armando Cruz, Brendan Pimentel, the first baseman. And Cruz, who is technically making his second appearance of this series. We'll get to that in a minute. We'll fire the first pitch. Breaking ball called a strike outside corner. And the count starts at nothing and one. Yeah, Nathaniel Cruz was supposed to close out the ballgame yesterday, with the Red Sox leading 4-0, came into the game, and they do a check, if you will. Oh, one, misses low and outside. Evens up the count at 1-1. They check your fingers for sticky stuff. This had nothing to do with sticky stuff. I want to preface it with that. After every inning, except if you're coming in the ninth. They check you beforehand for obvious reasons. The game's over if the inning comes to a close. 1-1, wave and a miss. Beautiful breaking ball. And it moves the count to 1-2. And when he came into the game, he's consistently had an issue with cutting his finger open. I guess in the bullpen, that took place. So while trying to insert himself into the game, Pedro Torres, the home plate umpire, said, "Your hands are too bloody." Tried to give it a go. Could not. They said it's a health and safety concern. Yada, yada, yada. 1-2. Swing. Get a tipper. Just getting a piece of it. Is Elijah Green off the bit of McCalvany. And he stays alive. And so he throws a pitch, and the umpires are the ones that say, no, you can't go. Health and safety concern. And when we went down after the game, there was quite a bit of blood on his pants. So you can see why that was an issue. So it looks like Cruz is okay.
And he was frustrated.
He was. 1-2. Ooh. Whoa, back to the backstop it goes. Stevens at the count of 2-2. Fastball that just ran away at 95.
Seems like he's kind of giggling about it more than anything, as you have to, right?
Yes. But, yeah, so they didn't let Cruz come into the game, and C.J. Wines ended up slamming the door in a non-save situation. 2-2. Swing. Get a miss. Got him. Strike three. Breaking ball in the inner half, and Green K's for the second time today. There's one down.
A good start. That's what you needed. Now you got a pinch hitter here. Second time Armando Cruz has been scratched.
Nate Ochoa is going to hit in the three hole for Cruz. It was 0 for 4 today. First pitch, righty on righty. Breaking ball caught a strike outside corner of the knees. Count starts at nothing and one.
Marcus Brown came in for Cruz. That was back on Tuesday.
Yes. Nate Ochoa out of Burlington, Ontario, Canada. Waves his bat high over his right shoulder. 0-1. He swings and rockets it up the middle, trailing in Nelly Taylor and a can of corn for out number two.
A can of corn. Never heard that one before. I dig it, though.
Back to the old high school baseball days.
There you go.
Two up, two down, and here's Brandon Pipitzel, the first baseman. 0 for 4 day for Pimentel, who had a multi-hit day yesterday and has made some nice plays down at the first base bat. Over the course of the contest, first pitch from Cruz as he winds and fires, and he swings and pops it up right back towards us, and this will fall foul. Off the seat. Count starts at nothing and one. So actually, technically, yesterday did go down as an appearance for Nathaniel Cruz. A one, wave and a miss. Up in front of the breaking ball. Nothing and two. Did not throw a pitch, though. Without an out. So second appearance of the series for the righty out of the Dominican Republic. 0-2. Misses high and inside. Moves the count to 1-2. Raysmar Quintana, just in case, is on deck. He's the starting left fielder. Fireworks still to come at the conclusion of the contest. 1-2 from Nathaniel Cruz. He curls and unfurls. He swings and pops it up. Left side of the infield. In foul ground, McKelvey throws off the mask and makes the catch for out number three. Three up, three down frame for Cruz. And the final cracks for the Red Sox as we move to the home app of the night. In Salem, 6-1, the Sox trail. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the ninth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 6-1, the Fred Nats on top of the Salem Red Sox, and the former Virginia Tech Hokie Anthony Arguez comes on to try and slam the door in a non-save situation. 4-5-6, it goes in the Red Sox order. Marvin Alcantara, Nathaniel Utin, and Andy Lugo. And Arguez, somebody out of Miami, Florida, makes his second appearance of the series and came into a spot back on Wednesday that was a little bit hairy. But he picked up his third save of the season in a 4-2 game in which the Red Sox brought the winning run to the plate, had second and third two down, and he escaped the jam. Arguez on for his 15th appearance. He does have three saves, 16 innings pitched, 21 strikeouts to six walks, and he has yet to allow an earned run in 2024. Here's Alcantara from the right side. He's 1-for-3 on the day, had a single back in the sixth. First pitch from Arguez after the long look-in will wind and fire. He swings and rips it into right center. Right there, Nick Peoples. And he makes the catch for out number one. One pitch, one out. And here's Nathaniel Utin, the right fielder. Well, Arguez, a former collegiate starter at both Miami and Virginia Tech, has turned into, quite frankly, you don't really have a quote-unquote closer at the single-A level.
But he's as close to it as you get.
But has been one of three guys in key spots. First pitch, he swings and chops right side. Pimento on a hop, races to first, and he'll step out on himself for out number two. Two pitches, two up, two down. And here's Andy Lugo, the final hope. Well, Lugo nearly left the yard against Arguez back on Wednesday. Hasn't left the yard all season long, and he lined one off the very top of the wall out in left center. If it had left, would have been a tie ball game at four. And time's called as the ball gets loose. That's where Arguelles, retired Framie De Leon, to pick up the save. First pitch, kicks and deals. Breaking ball caught, a strike outside corner. Count starts at nothing and one. Arguelles wearing the specs, the glasses, if you will. Don't remember him doing that at Virginia Tech. And one, misses high and outside. Moves the count to two and one. You see the specs on the bump?
I don't see them. I'm trying to get a look here.
One ball, one strike, kicks and deals. Breaking ball, called a strike outside corner. And it moves the count to one and two as the Sox are down to their final strike.
I wonder if we can get a close-up.
Just in case, Framie De Leon is on deck. 1-2, and the righty comes to the plate. Breaking ball misses low and outside, and it evens up the count at 2-2. Here we go. There's the specs. See him underneath the brim?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
2-2. Wines fires. He swings and pops it up. Shallow right. This should do it as Nick Peoples is there and makes the catch to end the game. Well, Anthony Arguelles shuts the door again for the Red Sox, or for the Fred Nats, rather, as the Red Sox fall in game four of this six-game set as Fredericksburg wins it 6-1 on this Fireworks Friday in front of a sold-out Salem Memorial Ballpark. Well, tough one for the Red Sox. Tough one. Series is now evened up at two, but another opportunity tomorrow.
Yep, get after it tomorrow. That's the thing about baseball, right? Wake up and do it again tomorrow. That's the fun of it. Ready for some fireworks.
Final score, the Fredericksburg Nationals win it 6-1 over the Salem Red Sox in game four of the six-game set. The decisions today. Taking the loss for the Red Sox, Raymond Blanco. Well, it'll take the loss for the Sox, and actually, yes, it will be Raymond Blanco that gets the loss. Three innings of three hit, three run ball, and the victory for the Fred Nats will go the way of Mason Dinneberg, the right-hander and a former first-round pick in 2018. No save situation for Anthony Arguelles, but he is still yet to allow an earned run all season long. Once again, your final score, Fredericksburg 6 and the Salem Red Sox 1. For everybody in the room to our right, for Will Howe, Wild Bill as we call him, need to send him back out into the wild. The fireworks are about to start. For everything he does for us behind the scenes, for Stephen Langton, our video production manager, for my broadcast partner, Javon Heater, I'm Carter Hill, signing off from Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Back in action tomorrow at 6:05. We're on the air at 5:40. Until then, have a great evening, everybody, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Do you want to rep the...
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time.